tomorrow. All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds or be subject to arrest. I repeat, a curfew is in effect at 1800 hours until 600 hours tomorrow. All individuals must leave the U.S. Capitol grounds or be subject to arrest.
See, I didn't just play air raid sirens at the Sun to Beat Show in the last year for effect to scare you. I did it because I knew this was going to happen. I was studying globalists that done in other countries. See, that's what I do. Everybody just wonders, how does Jones know everything? Why is Jones almost always right? Well, because the criminals tell us what they're going to do, and then no one seems to want to care. I read in medical papers and medical journals that listeners actually sent me in like 1996, because nobody else would cover this stuff, that they were doing animal-human clones with pigs and humans in the 1980s. Well, that's in the news today. Everyone's like, Jones, how did he predict it? I didn't predict it. It's like Jones predicted there's a place called Hoover Dam in Nevada. And I was driving through Nevada, and I pulled up, and it was there. He predicted it, and then it appeared. No, it was built back in the 30s or whatever. You understand how frustrating this is? I'm going to explain this to everybody one more time. I liked cartoons, and I liked Pulp Fiction, and I liked books about Conan the Barbarian, you know, written back in the 30s. And then I started reading my parents' history books and got hooked on that. And then there was a book written by Hitler, Mein Kampf, so I thought I'd read that. And then there was a book by Winston Churchill, I thought I'd read that. By the time I was like 12 years old, I was reading Friedrich Nietzsche. Now, then I started reading Zbigniew Brzezinski by the time I was about 12. My mother would be like, what the hell are you doing reading the secret British wartime report, The Mind of Adolf Hitler, when you're 12 years old? It was way better than the comic books. I was a great reader. You know, I read at 12th grade level when I was 8 years old. Wasn't good at math, though. And so I'm here like I know a language. Other people don't know the language. And they think like I'm showing off when I say stuff like this. And it's like, oh, that's just his opinion. No, none of this is my opinion. So I began to read where they were saying that they would set up a planetary government, get rid of family, and then phase out the population. And I thought, this is really wild because these people run things. And they projected forward computers and tracking us and controlling us and social credit scores and all of this. And I had a lot of family that was intellectual and was, you know, studying how things worked. So I just thought everybody knew this stuff. So here we are today. Now here's the rest of the story. It's not about how I know all this. It's how they're not in the testing phase anymore. They've gone operational. And so can we put the headline up for the live show today, please? From Infowars.com. Every day we have a posting with a live audio and video feed in it. And it says right there, we are now in the New World Order. Tune into this emergency broadcast if you want to live. Because when you look at people, and when you see children that are 2 or 3 years old today, they're growing up in a dystopia. And it's going to accelerate very, very quickly. And that's the last generation that'll even be able to have children. And most of them won't be able to. And most of the children you see today will be dead by the time they're 20 years old of cancers and other things implanted in them. And you'll be told, oh, something else caused it, but it's the vaccines. You're all being killed. We're all dying. So I want all the FBI agents to know. I want all the bureaucrats to know. I want liberals to know, conservatives to know. Everybody thinks you're part of the system. You're not part of the system. I can tell you the people running this are not in control. Now, they've been given advanced knowledge interdimensionally. That's how they get it. You'd call it Satanism. But it's aliens. And they're running a plan to have us slowly all kill ourselves and merge with machines. Now, if you want to go through this, go ahead and accept it. But you need to understand this is a planetary takeover. That's what it is. And any of you that go along with this are fools. Because we received the transmission 2,000 years ago that it will be stopped. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Basically, every element, every angle of the globalist operation. And I can tell you that it is demonically inspired and not of this world. I don't get into flying saucers, Roswell, little green men, Sidonia on Mars, any of that stuff. Though I've had dinner with Apollo astronauts that told me that the government does have secret operations with aliens. All I know is that interdimensionally, there is an attack on this planet. And so we can look at all this news and all the things that are happening, all the insanity, and we can say to ourselves, well, this is man-made. But it's not. We have a fallen nature, but we are being manipulated. And the Bible tells us that interdimensionally, a creature that is out of the light spectrum vision that we can see fell to this planet and has a plan to overtake us, play God, and then use us and our creativity to build an escape system for it off of the planet. That's how advanced we are. We are way more advanced than the species, the creature that turned against God. Now, that's the Bible, folks. And the whole secret societies and the churches and the Masons, and all of that is to keep you from that information. But Solomon knew it. The Egyptians knew it. The Aztecs knew it and were overtaken by it. That's what this is. And they've proven now in scientific studies, and I told you this before it was declassified, because I heard it directly when I was a child from people that were in the program and in the project, that they had groups then taking intravenous DMT and things like that, and like astronauts going into the other dimension and communicating with these entities and making deals and getting knowledge back, which you read in the Graham Grimoire Black Magic books, the real ones, not the pop culture ones that are out there. You got to get into private libraries like the Getty and places we've been allowed into. There's some of our sources, Gavin Wentz, Emily Weaver's husband, got us into the actual main satanic library in North America from his contacts. Tapestries of Black Sabbaths, bleeding children out, everything. We actually put that video out. And so they've definitely done some good work there. So that's what we're dealing with here. And when you pull back from it and you understand that, then everything else makes sense. I can talk about the martial law. I can talk about the lockdown. I can talk about the mask. I can talk about the announcements that you're going to have vaccines and travel passports to fly. It's now official. I mean, we're off the edge of the cliff. We're in the New World Order now. But if you don't understand that at the end of this, everybody dies and there's no more children, and in the process of wanting to live through the social credit score, they tighten the noose down, they tighten the vice down until you are involved in public rituals of sterilizing your children, sterilizing yourself, resisting God, resenting God, and turning over your humanity because you're so sick, you've got to merge with machines so you just believe you have a chance to still live, though you will actually die. But it will be a law that you cannot call the synthetics that are human machine merged cyborgs dead. If you say that's not a person anymore, they didn't transfer over to the machine, it's a fraud, it's a complex AI mimicking them, that will be punishable by death. I have the entire enemy blueprint, all right? And now I've studied this so much, and now we've gone so far, and I've experienced things at different levels, to where now anybody can go read what the globalists say and what they do and know what they're going to carry out. But now, from my immersion in this, since about 7 years old, I can, to use the analogy, see the code of the Matrix. And so let me just tell you for sure, that's only going to get worse from here. The good times are over. Don't commit suicide, folks. You're here to warn others. And we have spirits. They can get our bodies. They can put us. They can torture us. They can rape us. But God is real. Good is real. And we are resonating to really bad darkness. And the planet is being turned completely over to Satan right now. And it is going to be so bad. That's why you look at Bill Gates. You look at Warren Buffett. You look at Prince Charles. You look at Prince Philip. I mean, just pull up a photo of Prince Philip. Type in crazy Prince Philip. You look at Jimmy Savile. You look at Brian Stelter. You look at Joe Biden. You look at Hillary Clinton. Those aren't people in power. Those aren't people that are happy. Those are slaves. Those are wraiths. Those are people that have resonated so long and so much with raw demonic possession. An experience that is extremely exhilarating at one level, but deeper into it, it becomes total bondage. But the boiling satanic rage is unlike anything you've ever felt. I have felt it. It is extremely addictive. But I only dipped into it maybe 20 times, and it was extremely high-level satanic energy as well. I'm talking Lucifer energy. These people are more like gremlins, but you look at a Prince Philip, Prince Charles, or the Rockefellers or Rothschilds, that's Lucifer energy, okay? This is not a game, folks. And so I'm just going to tell you everything. I'm going to just start laying it all out for you. Because you have to understand, I don't know if Adelson has that look. I mean, he has a look of like an old, sick man, and that had a parasitic business model. But look at Stelter, look at Hillary, look at Prince Charles tries to hide it, but look at Prince Philip. He can't hide it. That's why they don't have it out in public now. I mean, you look at him, the latest photos of him, I mean, it looks like that, but actually 10 times more evil. Looks like Stelter, but a Transylvanian Vlad the Impaler model. Yeah. I mean, that is the direct descendant of Count Dracula. That is Dracula. I mean, these people those people drink blood, okay? Blood transfusions weekly of children. It's all on record. See, you need to grow up, folks. That is a avatar. That is a bodysuit for an alien. And all of you have a supercomputer brain that's tied into the universe. You all know when I say that, you get chills up your back and the hair stands up on your arms because you already know that. You don't need me to tell you that. Christ came up to these men that were demon-possessed. They were saying, we're going to kill you. And Christ said, in the name of God, devils out of these men. And the devils left those men on that hilltop and ran into some wild pigs, and the pigs ran off the edge of a cliff. And so, again, aliens don't land in flying saucers like Mars Attacks and come out with ray guns. They take over your electrochemical magnetic system with a jamming oscillation frequency at a space-time continuum transmission. And the only way to block it is to have free will and accept God's energy of love and justice and freedom and to resonate with that. But with great wisdom comes great sorrow. Because if you actually become a real Christian and tune into the Christ energy, you will then see the Satanism. And you won't be able to be part of it. You won't be able to join it. And it will be very painful to you to know the universe's secrets and have a connection to the absolute creator of everything and to have free will to know how good it is and then to see weird Count Dracula creatures on top, big piles of marble and gold suits and all this, like a bunch of Skeksis dressed up, how powerful they are. And they're all being promised life extension technology, you're going to live forever, you're going to merge the machines, but first you've got to suck all the knowledge out of humanity and use our incredible God-given creativity, made in the little g, to build this fabulous system, but all we get's the poison and the trash and the radiation and the death. We don't get any of the actual good stuff. And, of course, the globalists are so twisted, they can't even use any of the good stuff. They can't even recognize it. And so I just want to tell liberals, conservatives, all of you, look, I know what happened with Trump. Wishful thinking happened with Trump. So I'm going to tell you what really went down with Trump when we come back. I've thought about this. I've prayed about this. And I'll explain when we come back. But just listen to me. Listen to me. The New World Order is here. Tune in to this emergency broadcast if you want to live. That's not a joke, because the God of this world loves death. Loves death.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to Infowars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
Boy, Bob Dylan can write a song. And Jimi Hendrix can sing it and play the guitar. And they live forever.
Businessman there, drink my wine.
As long as humanity lives on.
Come and dig my earth.
We recognize beauty. We recognize strength. We connect to the universe that God made. We commune with God. We interface. God experiences the universe through us. We are probes sent out by the Almighty to experience and create life and create diversity. All right, here's the truth about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a service-oriented type individual who has messianic instincts, as any real alpha male would, trying to lead and empower and believing that they could do things for their people so they'll bust their ass. That's called a motivating system. It's like a high horsepower car. And he sees the service economy falling apart. He sees America run down. And he says, why should we sell to the China? We're better than them. He sees the globalist wanting to vandalize America and piss on us because they're a bunch of hunchback New World Order people. And they want to defile it, just like Satanists want to defile a child, just like vandals want to burn down a beautiful building or cut a beautiful woman's nose off. They do it because they're spiritually ugly And we are such incredible beings made in the image of the Creator that they want to annihilate us. And so, everything is an exercise of globalist, skeksy-like spider power over those of us that are in a embryonic level of human development. But they have full awareness of how powerful they are and are just fundamentally, galactically, universally envious of our very existence. And they want to rape us and torture us and tear us into pieces and poison us. But it will never raise them up. It will never build them up because they're not human. And humans can turn their will over to energy that's not human. And when they do that, you see what they want. All these UN officials, the PBS official, and all these undercover Veritas videos, what do they say? And now the UN publicly, we want to come to your houses. We want to take your children for re-education. And those are going, the parents need to be taken. Children, give us. And that's the spirit right there. I'm literally showing you what it looks like. It's you got to have it. It's like a person starving to death with a big cheeseburger sitting right there. You're in the Sahara Desert and there's a big glass of ice water. They just want it so bad. They just want to gouge your children's eyes out and tear their tongues out with forks and rape them and pour battery acid down their throats and hear them beg for mommy. They want to put them in cages and sit there while the kid begs for food while they starve to death. They want to take them out every hour and rape them. They want to defile. They're going to kill you. Have you figured that out yet? They want to inject you and give you cancer and poison you and hurt you because they like it. Bill Gates wants to annihilate you, period. What does the Bible say? They come to kill, steal, and destroy. So Trump likes women and golf courses and steaks and lobster tails and human adulation. Of course he's narcissistic. That's what the left calls anyone that believes in themselves or cares about themselves, has an image. Oh, that's narcissistic. That's all just mumbo, globalist, satanic jumbo. None of it means anything. They label human behaviors and traits and then act like they invented that and created it under God, and all it is a satanic pervert pedophile cult. Sigmund Freud. I mean, Freud, Skinner, all of them were pedophiles. My God, they admitted it. That's just the beginning, screwing a five-year-old girl or boy. They want to kill you. They want your soul. They want your energy. They want desperation in children. Because that's like nails on a chalkboard to God. And God will get pissed and allow devils to take over if people don't stand up. So the Satanists know what they're doing. They train you to accept evil. So let me go back to Trump. Trump thought he could go in there and defeat these people. And he's never been a devil worshiper, but he did whatever was popular. But as he felt the real evil, he got closer to God because his wife is a Christian. And he felt the energy of God and Christ empowering him and got into that energy and that mission because Trump's an energy guy. He doesn't believe in religions and names and this or that. We've had conversations about the energy. And so the enemy let Trump get in. He did win by a landslide the first time and the second time. They let him get in to energize the left and then have people reject controlled borders, reject law and order, reject populism, reject jobs, reject an optimistic future, and to say, no, we want an evil pedophile communist Chinese zombie and an evil prosecutor that was so vicious to black people, she's legendary. I mean, she would just literally go, you're black, I'm giving you triple the sentence. They would say, why? She said, Adolf Hitler. So, and blacks know it. She has like less than 0.5% support rate with blacks. Like, why would the globals do that? It's about force feeding, making you give up, making you not believe it. Like Pelosi's like, oh, people burn stuff. People do what they do. It's a good thing. Then meanwhile, a few dozen people break a few things. They get killed. And the media's like, it was Pearl Harbor, the worst day ever. That's supposed to be oxymoronic. But yes, Trump buys into science, buys into the professionals. He doesn't get the eugenics. He doesn't get it's on purpose. He projects his own decency on people. Trump just likes to have fun. He's got a lot of energy. But he projects his own decency on you and me and the globalist. And hey, it's well-founded when he projects it on you, but it's not well-founded with the establishment. And so they put him in. They let him get in to charge up the left with hatred, with the 10 minutes of hate, to do anything and to accept any level of tyranny, including celebrating killing Trump supporters and putting us on no-fly list and taking our bank accounts away. Literal authoritarian blueprint, the signature blueprint, because they've turned their will over through that manipulation. Like tug of war with a dog. And the more you tug, you're bringing him towards a cliff, and the dog doesn't even recognize that you're going sideways while you're tugging. He's not looking. He goes off the cliff. They've got us right there. So I should have done a better job reaching out to the left and all these groups and really talking directly to them. And it's been that potential I've had that the enemy fears doesn't want. And I should teach, and I should cover the globalists and different angles of it and philosophy. And like I said, break the left-right paradigm. Because the Republicans and Democrats were part of the same system. You see that again right now. Trump was a populist movement. It was powerful, but I put too much hope in it. You did as well. And then the Q thing is, again, a way to lead our movement with a lot of legitimate stuff and covering real topics that are there and doing a lot of good so people believe it when it gives you the orders to carry out the violence so then they can set us all up. So we just have to tell it like it is and not try to win popularity contest. 7 days till Trump's gone, 150-something hours. And Biden's going to hit the ground running with false flag terror attacks and more. We'll tell you what's coming next, according to the enemy blueprint. We could change the blueprint, though, if we expose it and if we pray. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day. They have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this one-minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you.
It's Wednesday, January 13th. The year is 2021. 7 days until the man that had it all together. Trust the plan. He was invincible. Gitmo was full of Hillary. They were already there. Everybody was already locked up. Tom Hanks was there. I told you none of it was true. I told you it was globalist run PSYOP. And I know all about it. And I know who started it. And I know who it got taken away from and the different groups. But don't listen to somebody that actually is named Alexander Jones. It's actually been on air 27 years. It's actually steered you true over and over again. Stick your hand randomly into an 8chan rat hole and get it chewed off. See how it feels. Because just like folks that invest in a Nigerian email scam, most people just keep investing and never admit they were scammed. And I can't help you then. People are like, oh, but Q exposed all these good things. And like Q exposed the pedophilia. Oh, Q did. Oh, 2.5 years ago. Glad they came around. Took credit for all this stuff. And that's not what I care about. But it's like a mouse that says, well, that's a pretty nice piece of cheese right there. You know, one mouse is named Bob. The other mouse is named Bill. And Bob goes, that's a big old piece of cheddar cheese. It smells good. And he goes, hey, Bob. Bill says, Bob, that's a mouse trap. I saw my brother killed by one of those a few months ago. He had a big old piece of peanut butter on it. It smelled even better. And luckily, he went first. I'm sad he's dead, but I was going to get it too. I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was some peanut butter. That thing will snap you. It's like a metal trap. It'll bite you. It's like a metal jaw. You don't want to go. And Bob looks at Bill and he goes, Bill, there's no such thing. You just want the cheese. So the mouse starts walking over towards it. And Bill says to Bob, please, you're my cousin. There's plenty of grain outside. You know, there's a pond over there. We can find some food. We get that garbage thing at the back of the place. Trust me, I promise you. I'll go find you some cheese and bring it to you, please. And Bob looks at Bill and says, shut up. Pushes him aside and just goes right over and goes, snap, breaks the neck. And then the next week, another trap gets put out. And Bill's out there again, this time going, do not get near it. People say, oh, you just don't want us to have the cheese. You're just jealous of the cheese. Like, please, no, I don't care. Please, listen, I was already here before you. I could have had the cheese. Trust me, it'll kill you. Well, why do you care about me? And that's the key. Those mice don't care about other mice. Not all mice are like that. Not all people are like that. And so when someone sees you warning them, these Satanists, these fallen people, the minions, the first rule is they're selfish. They think when you're warning them, you've got an angle. They think that you care, that it's like you're trying to show off. You know, I have a lot of family that got paralyzed or got very sick from vaccines. I mean, most of my family did. And all of you family got sick too. You know that. I mean, there are two people in this building right now whose children died from vaccines. On record, just dead. One of them, one person that lost their child, has a next door neighbor whose mother got paralyzed last week from the shot. So, you know, that's just two houses in one neighborhood in Austin. One person's got a dead child. Other person's got a paralyzed mother. I mean, but oh, it's not going to be on the news, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists, that's why they've come to me. And they've said, Jones, people are going to evolve to submit to us. They don't deserve to live. The fact that you understand this means you're one of us. And I go, really? The fact that I see what you're doing, it makes me you? And they go, yeah. No, you have an intelligence, but you've turned it over to evil. I have a basic intelligence, and I don't feel good hurting people. I don't like that. I don't like being a bad person. I don't like cheating people. And so that's what it comes down to. So to all the liberals, all the conservatives, all the Christians, the Buddhists, the Muslims, the agnostics, whatever you are, you selfish Satanists that call yourself Satanists because it's cool to tell somebody you're a Satanist, you know, at a bar or whatever. It's not cool. You just think it means you're a libertarian or selfish. Well, that's your Satanism. It's not the real one. Now, real Satanism is about pushing past boundaries and doing really, really destructive, hateful things and hurting people and not caring and being a predator. And not in a respectful way, like you'd kill a deer and then harvest it for the food. No, no, you're killing people's dreams. You're stealing people's destinies. You're hurting the loving energy on this planet. You're not good people. You're failures. And it's why you're all so scrawny and ugly and sick, because you're losers that the satanic system crushed. And now you've gone to the thing that abused you, hoping you could get power by the thing that abused you, when all it will do is continue to destroy you. You people are seeking after power. You will get so much power from the Holy Ghost that you will be ashamed of yourself and what you were, and you will not even know how to deal with it, because God is infinitely greater than that. Just the reflected energy from the Godhead is so incredible. It is in a trillion leagues above Lucifer and the selfish devils of the field. All right, I got to hit the world news and get all the temporal stuff, but the Pope is a satanic high priest, publicly. All the major capitals, except for Brazil and maybe a few Eastern European countries, are in the cold of the wicked one. And so the allegory is, you're standing at a ski slope, and it looks like there's been a big torrential snow the night before, and they've got the slopes closed because of danger of avalanche. They're about to fire some mortars up there to cause an avalanche. And you're somebody that understands this, and you're a mountain manager. And people show up, and they go, oh, we're going to hike up there. And you go, no, I'm sorry, it's closed. There's an avalanche danger. They're like, well, I don't see any avalanche. You know, just believe me, there's going to be an avalanche probably the next hour. We're just waiting, okay? And it's the same thing where they think you're showing off to them. We're not showing off about this. This is life and death. We've gone over the edge now. Okay. We're in it. We're falling fast. Like, you think things are unrecognizable now. In 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, as fast as this is moving, a third of your block is going to have cancer. In 10 years, half your block's going to have cancer. A lot will survive, but you're going to go out in 10 years, if we're even here anymore, and there'll be people with walkers and people with pus bags on their heads and weird chemical injectors on them, and you're going to be getting vaccines every month just to try to be able to have a job, and it's what happens now. You know, COVID kills everybody now, and they just keep giving us vaccines to try to counter the COVID, but it's not. It's the vaccines and the 5G and the GMO that's killing you. They're killing you. They're killing you. Oh, you can be a former U.S. attorney that's now a congresswoman who put out a big fake article that congressman had Ali Alexander in the Capitol, and they were casing it out the day before, and she saw them, and she wants them all arrested because he was reconning it. She knows that's all a lie. And then they put a Daily Mail article out saying, here's Jones. And it's me in the Georgia Capitol a month and a half ago. Here's Jones plotting with Ali Alexander in the Capitol. I didn't go in the Capitol, but they don't care. They're preying on people. It's all about when that woman looks at you, she's like, how do I deceive this person? To her, that's what she's been taught. Remember Jonathan Gruber, like 6 years ago. Jonathan Gruber, it's the Daily Mail, and I'm going to pull it up. Jonathan Gruber got up on C-SPAN and said to all these top professors, I'm going to teach you how to lie better and how to deceive people. They were just listening. He's like, well, let me tell you, I was chosen triple prices on Obamacare and to wreck the system. And I'm really, there's like, oh, sir, tell us for like hours. He's like, oh, here's how you lie and here's how you, and there's like the graduate students are all there. These are evil people. They've organized and converted. Like an enzyme crystallizing an entire body. They're people. They have an army of Satan now. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 WIM. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
God or the devil? You have free will.
I'm the voice inside your head. You refuse to hear. I'm the face that you have to.
When you look at the left contradicting everything they say, saying violence is good, burning down cities, but then a few people break a few things and steal a lectern and sit in Pelosi's chair, and they say it's the end of the world, and shoot people and kill them, and then one cop dies of a heart attack, and that's Pearl Harbor. That's for people under their spell, under Schumer's spell, to believe, we just survived Pearl Harbor. Let's give everybody Purple Hearts. But when Obama goes, yeah, I'm pretty good at killing people with drones. Yeah, so what? We probably usually kill about 50 innocent people when I kill one person, but I'm liberal, so it's all right. You know, yeah, I guess we firebombed Dresden, too, in World War II. But when Obama does it, it's good. But when Bush did it, it's bad. See, and you're like, well, that's oxymoronic. It's supposed to be. This is psychiatry. This is psychology. And to boil it down to just real common law or the universe terms, it's evil. It's unjust. It's fraud. And the brain gets to where it either accepts it and then starts malfunctioning by all the fraud and all the lies, or you transcend it and stand against it. There's no middle road here. That's why God said he was hot nor cold, so I spit him out of my mouth. Hot or cold. Don't ride the fence. Don't stand in the middle of the road. That's a bad place to be. But they teach you, oh, just stay neutral. There's no such thing. There never has been. So we've got, you know, all these Pelosi clips. I guess I could play it next hour where she's like, hey, they're burning stuff down and they're pulling down statues. They're killing people. And she's like, well, people are going to do what people do. Oh, but then, I mean, most of the video, there's like hours of people walking into the Capitol in between the velvet ropes. I mean, look at this. This is the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor. Can you imagine going? Yes, were there a few fights at the doors? Did the cop get crushed? Was it wrong? Yeah. This happens at big football games all the time. Much worse. You'll have like 15 dead at a soccer game. Is it the end of the world? We all got to have microchips up our nose now? You know, troops on the streets? Because they didn't have adequate crowd control. And because Antifa and, yes, some right-wing groups with them working together broke in. Because the accelerationists agree with the Antifa. The Boogaloo boys, we now know, were there. They're wearing their orange hats. And they were going to start the revolution. Well, it didn't happen. Because people ideologically don't know what's going on, and because taking selfies is not a revolution. So this guy's got a stick in his hand. He's smart enough to cover his face up for the facial recognition. And you've got Homeland Security leading him through. And people ask, like, why are they taking selfies with him? Because they're trying to not get the crowd out of control. Now, we could ask the Capitol cop that gave the order for the stand down why he did or who told him, but he's dead, bullet in the head. So 3,000 plus dead is now 4 dead citizens, 1 dead cop. You know, that doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to. Also, Georgia man charged at U.S. Capitol attack dies by suicide, gunshot to the chest. But they were there with zip ties, man. Q was ordering it, that we were going to, everybody was going to get Mo. It was going to happen. And I said, no, it's not going to happen. So let's look at Uganda. Uganda bans all social media ahead of election, sparking outrage. Well, all that Facebook and Twitter does is ban any nationalists or conservatives ahead of elections. That's what they basically do. I mean, Trump's been blocked off YouTube now, so he can't call for peace. He called for peace yesterday 3 times. None of it's out there because they want to say he's not calling for peace. See how that works? They silence you, not just to silence you. They silence you so they can then say every day on the national news, Alex Jones is sending people to the families of Sandy Hook homes right now. He's attacking their homes. He must be taken off air. Never said do that ever. Never either. They just keep saying it, though, because I can't respond. That's how they operate. It's funny to them. So look at this. Meltdown. Twitter says Uganda votes basic human rights. Now listen to this. Some of the best unintentional satire ever by Jack Dorsey. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of an open internet. Wow. And Pelosi, our election was hijacked. There's no question. Congress has a duty. But, hey, are you going to stop the burning and the fires and the killing? Well, people are going to do what people are going to do. In fact, let's play that first. The Tucker Carlson clip, but here's Pelosi. People are going to do what people are going to do. Here it is.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community.
Because it fell on a guy and killed him.
I don't know that it has to be a commission. but it just could be a community.
So if somebody walked up Pelosi, God forbid it turned into a martyr, seriously, and stabbed her in the neck, would that just, oh, people, put on our tombstone. People do what they do. No, lady, that's not how it works. Stop assaulting us, trying to get us to attack you so you can play the victim, you hunchback, devil-worshipping witch who will burn in hell. God has got you in his crosshairs, not us. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'm going to play this Tucker Carlson clip on the Uganda hypocrisy, but first, I've got products you need that are amazing. X2, back in stock, 50% off. It's about to go up, so we're selling out of it. It's InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in next week, so I'll let you know that. Supernova Vitality just got back in. Pollen Block is selling out. Winter Sun is selling out, so I'm about to go back to regular price on that. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com. And you've also got until Friday to get 2020 prices on storable food, ready to ship at preparewithalex.com. Huge discounts, up to $150 off on food orders. That's a one-year supply at InfoWarsStore.com. But the main subsite is preparewithalex.com. Here's Tucker Carlson knocking it out of the park.
Omar.
Gentlewoman.
It's been a very tough week in the United States of America. A spasm of mob violence followed by an unprecedented crackdown on our basic civil liberties. This is the darkest time many Americans can remember. But even in the midst of this disaster, there have been flashes of comedy, and we're grateful for every one of them. We got one today. It was a statement from a group called the Global Public Policy Team at Twitter. Now, I mean, you may have thought Twitter was just a social media company run by some bearded ethereal pothead in downtown San Francisco, but not anymore. While you were sleeping, Twitter got bigger than you ever imagined it could. Twitter is now an independent nation state with its own National Security Council, an interagency constellation of foreign policy experts whose job it is to manage the world's affairs. So Twitter's global public policy team is really the company's own NSC. So the global public policy people weighed in today, as security councils do, on the upcoming elections in Uganda. And here's what they said about those elections. Quote, ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of the hashtag open internet. Access to information and freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during the democratic processes, particularly elections. End quote. So marinate in that a bit. Just let it sink in. Twitter is reminding the Ugandan people that censorship is immoral. Sorry, Ugandans, you're not allowed to silence other people's Twitter accounts.
Especially
in the run-up to an election. You just can't do that. Now, we recognize you don't have a Bill of Rights or a centuries-old tradition of self-government out there in Uganda, so you might not have known this as we do here. But to restate, censoring voters' social media accounts is hugely harmful. Online censorship violates, quote, basic human rights. In fact, it's an attack on democracy itself. Got that, Ugandans? Now, we understand you're a primitive, developing nation, so we'll give you a pass this time. But don't forget it. Censorship, bad. Hashtag, open internet. It's almost too good.
It is.
In fact, we checked to see if it was real.
It's real.
Twitter actually sent that.
It's real.
Which only proves that the tech monopolies are even worse than we thought they were. Not only are they cruelly authoritarian and totally dishonest, as well as limitlessly ambitious, but they are also, and we didn't know this, childishly stupid. They have no idea how they appear to others.
No, it's done on
purpose.
They
can't see themselves. They lack
that's good. Fade this down. The full clips on InfoWars.com. No, Tucker, this is psych warfare. This is meant to train you to accept absurdity and that it's a double-standard system. That's why all the globalists and the cops in the blue cities, they go out to eat, they have parties, they don't wear masks. You wear masks. You're non-essential. They're essential. No, this is all done by design, Tucker.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They are going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, this will be a week of action, and today we will seek a unanimous consent request to bring up a resolution authored by Congressman Jamie Raskin to demand that the Vice President invoke the 25th Amendment. I expect the Republicans will object, so tomorrow the Rules Committee, which I chair, will provide a rule to bring that legislation to the floor. We will vote on it. And then 24 hours later, we will go back to the Rules Committee and then bring another resolution to deal with the issue of impeachment. What this president did is unconscionable, and he needs to be held to account.
We came close to half of the House nearly dying on Wednesday. And if a foreign head of state, if another head of state came in and ordered an attack on the United States Congress, would we say that that should not be prosecuted? Would we say that there should be absolutely no response to that? No. It is an act of insurrection.
Trump got buffaloed and threatened with the 25th Amendment, and he didn't know that they gave briefings to the congressmen that over 100 Antifa were on record coming there to pose as patriots to try to lead an assault on the Capitol. I didn't figure they could trick patriots to do it, but the police stood down, we now know. We have the footage of that.
The only reason they are not stopped is because they are working for the deep state and the government, and they're giving Trump supporters false hope and building them towards revolution. And we've got to decry time and again, stop believing in false disinformation. This is the reality. You ought to wake up and everyone realize that what happened on Wednesday should ever go down in our history. And remember, this was a deep state operation in concert with the Capitol Police, not necessarily every one of the Capitol policemen, but the higher ups who, when they asked him, you know, what do I do about all these people at the gate, say, let them in. Somebody gave the order to let them in.
And instead, oh, it's all Trump's fault. Oh, he got the big crowd there to do this. No, he was not even done speaking. He hadn't even started speaking.
Imagine turning on the Joe Scarborough show on MSNBC, where a guest repeatedly refers to Trump supporters as neo-Nazis. As neo-Nazis. Imagine turning on CNN, where Don Lemon, and he has a few guests on there, mocking the mental intelligence of Trump supporters. The media have played a huge, huge role in what's going on in this country, and they're exploiting now what took place on Capitol Hill, trying to silence conservatives, silence Republicans, and unfortunately, a lot of Republicans are buckling. We need to speak out against violence. We need to speak out against what happened on Capitol Hill or at the White House or at the Portland courthouse. We need to reject all this violence. But what about the media? Here's the headline the next day after the breach of Capitol Hill in the New York Times. Trump incites mob.
This is martial law training wheels with the checkpoints and the COVID lockdowns and coming to people's houses and the COVID task force trackers and the tracker apps. Those are training wheels on a big old motorcycle to hell. I mean, the training wheels are bad martial law themselves, but what comes next is absolutely hellish.
You know, what we have seen is the birth of a domestic terrorist movement. This is not going away. Donald Trump has radicalized his most fringe supporters. He has given them permission. He has given them license to be violent, to do anything necessary. They, in their own minds, believe themselves to be some sort of revolutionary. These are very dangerous people. They're not going away anytime soon. So we're going to have to make sure that we are working hand in hand with the Biden administration when it comes into office very soon here to put the people in place within the national security apparatus, the law enforcement, so that we can deal with this in the years to come.
Yes, you could say the expiration date is up on Trump. But then, man, is the expiration date really up on Biden and communism and the New World Order and the pedophiles and all the sick stuff they're doing out in the open? Not down in tunnels. They're not down in tunnels raping the kids. Hell, they're on TV doing it with Drag Queen Storytime. All right, folks, I've got a very important special emergency message for the listeners and viewers on the other side. Then our first guest joins us. So, again, we will be back on the other side with Patrick Howley of National File. Steve Pachenik's coming on. That should be interesting. And then we got John Rappaport and more. Laura Loomer got interrogated at the airport. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 I've been studying geopolitics and systems for most of my life. I've been on here 27 years. You know, Alex Jones here back live, and we're being inundated by militia leaders and inundated by other groups saying, Jones, we're about done with you and Trump. You're not leading a fight against the globalists in an uprising at the state capitals and in D.C. next week. Well, good, then. Be done with me. Because I wanted a million peaceful people there to get a 10-day investigation and to overturn the election peacefully. But if we're going to have a violent revolution, it's not going to be people taking selfies inside the Capitol. I saw Antifa set it up. I saw them turn a beautiful day into a horrible day. And then like, oh, you're not a man if you don't go to war first. Whoever shoots first loses. Most people were peaceful there, 99%. The media doesn't show you the footage. It was live on C-SPAN of folks walking for hours through the rotunda at the Capitol with the velvet ropes. They show the few, maybe dozen people that did a photo op, attacked the police, then the police ordered to stand down under orders. They weren't complicit in a false flag. They were under orders. and you saw the rest happen. And so, you know, I've even seen Nick Fuentes, who I think is a smart guy, say, you know, we're hearing from people, Jones, that this was mainly Antifa started this. No, this was Patriots went in there. Yeah, after Antifa started the fight, and after the cops attacked the peaceful crowd, and then they stood down, then people just went in. Yeah, that's true, Nick. And I get we're in a country. We can have a Declaration of Independence. And I get we've been abused by the globalists. And I get that they're saying they can have violence against us. So your argument is, when are we going to stop being wimps? What I'm telling you is we're winning politically. Trump won in a landslide. And Biden is going to blow up in their face. And Biden is as crooked as a dog's back leg and as a barrel of snakes. And they need to legitimize him by having a big terror attack or truck bomb or mass shooting coming up this weekend and the next week to legitimize martial law. I mean, someone that can play checkers can understand this. The enemy wants the fight on their time, in their way, now. They start doing forced inoculations. They start taking people to FEMA centers. They send their contact tracers around. Man, look. Those of you looking for a war are probably going to get what you're looking for. I got a suspicion you're not going to be there when it actually happens. You want to sit back and watch a train wreck. So I mobilized the event. I've gotten the blame for the event. I went there to show a peaceful event like we always have. Trump thought this was peaceful. He's like, oh, the militia, they're the real men. They're like John Wayne, never in the military, doesn't know how to load a gun right, but you know, he's our commander. Nothing against John Wayne, a patriot, a great guy, like his movies, but I mean, there's called LARPing, and LARPers love LARPers. I'm not a LARPer. I'm an American patriot with eight generations of Texans and family back to the Mayflower on both sides, baby. I don't have to tell you my pedigree. I've proven my mettle in the war in 27 years. But I will decide for me personally when I'm ready to get physical, and that means I failed. We have to go to that point. But I'll assure you this. It won't be Capitol Police that are getting killed if a revolution is led by Alex Jones. You can bet your bottom dollar I want the police and military with me. And this entire operation is about turning them against us when we act like a bunch of idiots. So all you little so-called generals that can't tie your shoelaces, do not attempt to tell me about war. This is a war. Politics is war, and war is politics by another means. You've not studied war. You've dressed up in camouflage. I can't tell you how many times I've sat there and watched militias taken over by the feds and set up to carry out something stupid to make the militia look bad when the militia is a constitutional organ and is wonderful and it should be led by county commissioners and by the state, not cities. Cities are low level constitutionally. And I believe in a National Guard. I believe in civil defense. I believe in neighborhood watches. I believe in the militia and the Second Amendment. And Biden plans to demonize the Second Amendment and turn America against the Second Amendment with staged events coming this weekend. I saw the people, the left, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have turned their people loose on us. I faced their operatives. I was infiltrated by their operatives. I dealt with it at point-blank range. I went to Capitol Police and said, let me get on your PA system and tell people get out before the woman was killed. They wouldn't give it to me. The Capitol Police have a megaphone system on every corner of the building and inside it for emergencies. Deafening. If they would have said, leave now, this is an illegal assembly, they would have left. They didn't use the damn communication system. They wanted us in there to set us up, you moron, two people. All right, let's go to Patrick. I appreciate him holding. Patrick Halley of nationalfile.com. He's also written for Epic Times and the other publications. Nationalfile.com is the website. Thank you for joining us. Give us your take on the whole situation where the country is right now, please.
Well, Alex, you know, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about because America First is ascendant. I think all over the world, people are beginning to realize that our political system here in the United States is absolutely broken. And I know that you're not a big fan of the protest. I think some funny things happened. For instance, somebody defecated on Chuck Schumer's desk, and that puts a smile on my face. I like hearing that. I like seeing that headline. I think that's a small win for humanity when somebody does that. And, you know, the guy took the lectern of the Speaker of the House. You know, I'll say this. When the Viking shaman and these people were presiding over Congress, there were no foreign wars. Okay, we weren't giving any of our taxpayer dollars to Pakistan for gender studies. So I was getting calls from all over the world, including France and Italy, in the populist movement, and people were inspired by this. So yes, it seems to have gone disastrously, and I wasn't there, and, you know, it didn't seem like there was any plan or any rhyme or reason to it, and obviously there were agitators in the crowd, but I think just the act of civil disobedience puts the message out there that Americans are at odds with their government, and that's a powerful
Patrick,
message.
Patrick, yes, our founders dumped millions of dollars of equivalent of tea in the ocean against a tax. I get it. Okay, what I'm saying to you is, if we're going to launch a war, it should be done differently, and we played right in their hands. And I don't want violence this weekend. The globalists have their provocateurs everywhere trying to get violence. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely right. Look, I've been fighting the war by trying to help President Donald Trump first get elected in 2016 and then again in 2020. And there's no question in my mind that we won that election. We won it big. And then they kiboshed us with the paper ballots, including Ruby Friedman with her suitcase ballots, you know, pulling the suitcase ballots down there in Hotlanta.
And now we're not discussing that. We're discussing the Capitol fracas. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And, you know, look, at every single stage, we have tried to win this thing in the overtime period. We appealed to the state legislatures with the great Rudy Giuliani's hearings on Jenna Ellis. We appealed to Mike Pence to do his constitutional duty. And as it was reported, Trump said, you know, Pence, you can go down as a heroic patriot or you can go down as a P-word. I think you know what he meant. But, you know, this is a situation where at every single turn we were undermined by the Republican Party, the political class. This was nothing
like the same political class that hated Trump all along finally is getting what they want. And you look at the swollen, evil turtle, Mitch McConnell. He looks like he's taking four hits of ecstasy. He's very happy.
So going forward, the America First movement is a dissident movement, and that's where we need to be. Look, I put a lot of faith in President Donald Trump to reform this system. If he finds that in his 4 years he was unable to fundamentally reform this system, then we become a dissident movement, and that's possibly where we need to be going forward. The anger, the righteousness of the people is on our side, and the entire world.
I totally agree, and that's why they needed something to change the subject. We don't need Republicans apologizing. We need to say, oh, this is one millionth as big as your Black Lives Matter crap. We decry the few idiots that broke a few things and took a dump on his, because that's insult to the feces to take a crap in. I mean, you wouldn't, like, take dumps into hell. That's a gateway to hell. You don't want to go in Schumer's office. That's, like, where the poltergeist lives. But, I mean, I get it. We should just point out that it's an exaggerated mess. It's hysterically ridiculous, and we should buy the fraud.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The globalists have put in a puppet. They're 7 days away from it. They want to change the subject to violence. Has violence solved things? Yes, when you've got a good ideology and a group that's unified and educated and knows what the targets are. But velvet revolutions in the modern sense are what are more successful and easier. That's why the globalists launched them. 90% of war decades ago was informational. Now it's 98%. So I live this, and there's a lot of folks like, I'm sick of the UN, and I'm sick of the devil worshipers, and I'm going to start killing people. And then those are being led by feds and by Q programmers. That's all I'm saying is, have we killed 62 million babies? Do we have a right to revolt? Absolutely. But what's the target? Random cops that are innocent? So that's what I'm getting at. And so I think Gypsy Lady, as she's known, that got in the face, we'll play this later, play it next segment, Angry Gypsy Woman, that got in the face of Schumer. That's more like it. Just call them out for the frauds they are everywhere they go. Don't be violent like the left. So, again, yes, it's total hypocrisy. But, Patrick Halley, I respect your views on the election and what's happening. You fought hard to expose election fraud, but 7 days left. Trump needs a resolute desk. They didn't carry a speech anywhere basically yesterday. He needs to be hammering China. I know Pompeo's about to with the Wuhan revelation that it was a bioweapon. I mean, all of this, he needs to be absolutely out front right now. What do you say?
Absolutely. And it was a bioweapon, by the way, that Dr. Anthony Fauci funded at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He created it. He's the Dr. Frankenstein of coronavirus, that little Napoleon complex man. And now they are shutting down small business all over the country, ruining our biggest accomplishment in the Trump administration, which was the massive, amazing economy that we had in the
and
amazing.
And that was the goal. I mean, Bill Maher and all of them said it. We're going to kill the economy to blame Trump. They did this to literally wage war on the average person.
That's what they are doing, and that's where we're at. And so the oath keepers within law enforcement need to respond right now and say, no, we're not going to go drag a mom out of her middle school football game because she's not wearing a mask. We're not going to go and invade somebody's Christmas dinner or their Kwanzaa dinner. We're hearing a lot about Kwanzaa. I celebrate Kwanzaa, by the way. I celebrate it by watching Foxy Brown and Dolemite. But Christmas, you know, you're at Christmas with your family. You've got six people there. The cops are going to bang down your door. The oath keepers, the real constitutionalists within law enforcement need to stand up to this because right now is when they are
I agree. So I think it's time for civil disobedience. That means nonviolent. That means not taking a dump. I know you think it's funny, and I get the joke on Chucky Schumer, but that's an insult to crap. So seriously, at least crap can be used as fertilizer. Schumer has no use except being, you know, sent to hell later by God. But what else can Trump do?
Yeah, well, I do think it's important to note that this Capitol police officer who died of a medical condition. The media lied and said it was an attack.
They did,
and
heart also attack.
The police opened fire on Ashley. They insanely opened fire and, killed somebody who was on the Patriot side. So this is not Charlottesville 2.0 because Ashley was on the Patriot side, a great person, an Air Force veteran who wanted to make this country better and is now dead at the hands of the police. You are finally beginning to see the right wing in this country turn against law enforcement, turn against this back the blue, you know, steadfast, almost.
Well, we understand the left was attacking him. We know they're not perfect, but we support the Constitution. I agree. We need the police to come out and decry the execution of this poor lady. And we should say her name.
Yep. And the great thing to see as a citizen journalist is that now all over the country, people are taking it to the streets and they're getting up in the faces of these politicians. You know, Mitt Romney on a plane, for instance, or you had Lindsey Graham at the airport, and all of these great patriots and Trump supporters just would not let Lindsey Graham go. And one lady even said, this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life because you didn't audit the vote. And we got the message out there, and there's Lindsey Graham. There's the dandy from South Carolina, that masculine, very high testosterone guy there who sells out our country, that traitor, that Quisling. And the people
and look, they
are
used a few protesters that they killed to, like, now he has, like, 20 troops with him. I mean, we're turning into Baghdad here.
Yep. And these people are in a higher class, and they're a higher caste of society, and so now they get the protection of the state. And so, you know, what citizen journalists are doing, it's so amazing. You saw Mitt Romney there being confronted at the airport. You saw, you know, when he got on his plane, Trump supporters chanting, traitor, traitor. I mean, this is a guy who was the Republican nominee for president not long ago. People are done with the political class. It's a beautiful thing to see. It's an amazing thing to see. Now, not all
of the things- That's the good news, is there's a total global realignment against them. That's my next question. He totally stole the election. They need violence to, like, make him look like a victim. That's why I'm against the violence particularly. I'm always against it, but really against it, because they're pushing for it right now behind the scenes and publicly. So what do they do, though, as the whole world turns against him even more? I agree. The world was cheering this. And I'm like, look, it looks good on the surface until you realize they're going to use this to take our rights. And, you know, and it didn't end with Pelosi getting arrested or whatever, because it helped cover up the election fraud that's coming out in founts.
Yep. But it's important to remember that they're accelerating anyway. And so as people look for leadership, it's up to guys like us to provide them leadership and provide them solutions about how to peacefully go forward here and make sure that we protect our rights and we protect, you know, if you're in a county that's a patriotic county, make sure that your sheriff is on your side. Make sure that you have the power of the state where you are as best you can, and then you can begin to assert yourself and say, no, I'm not shutting down my business, and then film it and put it out on Gab and put it out on Parler and these new different outlets and get it out there.
Oh, and how incredible is that, Patrick Howley of NationalFile.com, that they always say build your own thing. Now they're all trying to shut down Telegram. They're all trying to shut down Gab. They're trying to shut down Parler. They have shut down Parler for now. I mean, this is just total cartel behavior. Now they've silenced the president of the United States while he's calling for peace. I mean, this is crazy.
We don't have a government anymore that's even going to pretend to have any responsibility to us. We have a regime. We have a criminal racket. When you look at who these people are, like Jake Sullivan, who is Hillary Clinton's right-hand guy, the guy in the WikiLeaks emails who said that Al-Qaeda is on our side over there in the Middle East, he's going to be running the NSA, tracking your phone calls, listening in and day out. Trust me, Jake Sullivan knows who I am. He's not a fan. Well, you know what? I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of that bald, weakling Jeff Bezos or that nerd Bill Gates who could never get a date in school. These people are trying to inflict their own pathology.
Are you
and
kidding,
their own
though? I mean, Bill Gates is raping the planet with forced inoculations. So at the end of the day, he laughs last.
Well, I don't think so, because he hasn't vaccinated me yet. I haven't gotten the Demon 666 vaccine, and nobody I know has. And so it's not mandatory yet. And so
they're going to try to use it to say to travel, and they're using PCR tests now that federal courts, German courts have ruled are fake. They're fake. The inventor said it was a fraud.
Even the CDC admitted that you can test positive with the common cold. That's been the case all along. Nobody believes, even normie people, even regular people, nobody believes anymore that these numbers on this.
Brother, we hired a statistician. I've actually got the numbers. I've been so busy I haven't put them out yet. Did you know 61,000 more people died in 2020 than 2019? 61,000. And look at population growth. It usually goes above that. It's usually about 70 to 80,000 more die each year as population goes up and the population's aging. So basically the same number died last year or the year before. It's all a fraud. It's all a hoax. Thank you so much, my friend. People can find your work at NationalFile.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. That's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850. Discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Your host. Please remember, we are listener supported and we sell great products. Highest quality air filters, highest quality water filters. People go get them. They go, wow, these are top of the line, tested against similar models for half the price. Wow, you really have the best stuff. Yeah, that's what we do. And so the Alexa Pure Breeze, the Alexa Pure Water Filtration, all that's discounted at preparewithalex.com. The prices are going up a little bit in 2021. We're in 2021, but you've got preparewithalex.com. Takes you right to a subsection of InfoWars.com where we have deals better than our distributor can give anybody else. Contractually, we get around it. So it's already lower prices than anybody else, even when them has. PrepareWithAlex.com on Saturday, it will have to go up to 2021 prices. They cannot do it anymore. It's going to go up a little bit. $850 off of your supply. And there's other big discounts with other food packages. PrepareWithAlex.com. And then we've got all these other great products back in stock, like Living Defense. Like pollen block, that's got the natural antihistamine from the quail egg, especially bread. We've also got a lot of other great products like Prostaguard, Lung Cleanse, X2's back in stock, 50% off. And this is how we fund the operation. And boy, they're trying to take everybody's banking and credit cards away. They're trying to take ours away. They already took a lot of it away and make us pay higher rates. And we had to build our own infrastructure. I'm not complaining, but everybody else is going off the air. We have, I don't want to exaggerate, $30 million of infrastructure, equipment that, I mean, we got the uplinks, everything ourselves. Probably not very good for us up there. But the point is that all this is going on. We built it. You think your phone just does all that stuff. It connects to billions of dollars of equipment. Well, we have to connect into systems ourselves. So InfoWarsStore.com, I want to thank you all for your support. They really want us off the air at this time. Now, I got Dr. Steve Pachinik here on air. and he was a psychiatrist and worked at the State Department of Psychological Warfare and helped found Delta Force, and he co-wrote the books with Tom Clancy. I mean, you know, he's a real spook compared to all the armchair quarterbacks that have never actually done anything. And he grew up as a refugee from Europe in Cuba, and then came to the U.S. And I like Steve. He's been on the show like 19 years. He was trying to be optimistic. You know, I think that's why he did it, saying, hey, there was some watermarking of ballots. I don't think it was done system-wide this election. It was done with the states. Democrats put out their own fake ballots. But he made that prediction that, you know, Trump would be able to turn this around. Now a lot of things have gone sideways. I want to get his take on that. I want to get his take on what happened at the Capitol. Provocateur groups trying to stage false flags this weekend. And I know the globalists are controlling some of the Q movement right now. They're trying to manipulate us into violence. So there's a lot to cover, a gestalt of the waterfront. StevePetrinic.com is his website. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
It's my pleasure. Let's first tackle the fact that we are now officially in a military coup. What has happened and why I was part of it is because I've had a history of doing soft coups in the United States and what we call hard coups overseas, overthrowing regimes using the military. In this case, we had what we call a hard coup. It was initiated, as I said, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, by our cyber command using special forces. There were over 400 people from all parts of the intelligence community. I won't go into the names. But in effect now, we are about to arrest Pelosi. We're going to arrest Biden, Hunter Biden, Mitt Romney. You're talking about a whole list of individuals whom I identified on this show for years. When I said Gina Haspel has to go, she went. When I said Barr was a CIA operative, he went. When I told you Pence was not to be believed because he came out of a Democratic Catholic background, became an evangelical Christian, he left. So what's happening now is that we are literally in a military coup. That means, in effect, this country will watch the arrests that will come out of this. We have already arrested, and basically overseas, we have taken out the Pope, whom I've identified for over 30 years as a terrorist, who, when he was director of the Jesuits, had killed three of our American nuns, two of our Jesuits. We arrested a young man from an older man from the State Department, Stefani Serini, who basically leaked all the information, used Leonardo, the sites going up to the satellites, which were controlled by the Vatican. We in turn intercepted all that information and were able to get, along with Nancy Pelosi's computer. By the way, there was no rioting in the Capitol. I happen to know 3 to 4 people here from my town who said it was very peaceful. The police took down the barriers. And in effect, what people don't know is we sent special forces operators in there to take Pelosi's computer. Now, where does this all fit in? Number one, I wrote about this 27 years ago on State of Emergency. If anybody wants to understand what the real coup is about, then go to on my site and read State of Emergency or listen to the audiobook. Number two, and this is important for you, Alex, to understand, and all of the listeners. You were the method through which we were able to implement the coup. It wasn't when you used to ask me, how did I know what I was doing or how could I predict it? The truth was and still is. And by the way, you did an excellent interview with Mike Flynn. The truth is you were the vehicle through which I was promoting the necessary actions that had to be accomplished. Think of that for a moment. You were the first entity as a banned video you identified 19 years ago when you came forth and I associated with you on 9/11. Subsequently, many generals and special forces and cyber command and NSA elsewhere understood that the wars that were created by Cheney, who will be under arrest, the coward that he was in the avoidance of going into the draft, by Mitt Romney, a Mormon, who will also be arrested for the corruption he committed with Bain Capital and elsewhere. He will probably be desanctified from the LDS. All of these elements came out through you, Alex Jones. The reason we never used the New York Times, we didn't do the Washington Post, we didn't do any of the others, we understood who controlled them. I knew about the Murdoch family from the day they came over in 1958. I never trusted Murdoch. I didn't trust his family. What people didn't know, unfortunately, is that Murdoch's mother is an Orthodox Jew, and he is a totally corrupt individual and a coward, along with his family, who brought in all of these stations and eventually kicked you and others off of it. So you were chosen as the method through which we could initiate a military coup.
Okay, well, we didn't talk about this beforehand, and I certainly don't want any type of I went to have a peaceful demonstration to show our numbers to expose election fraud. So how does a bunch of people acting like idiots in the Capitol signify, and that's General McInerney or whatever, saying guy's got her laptop? Wouldn't you just dial in and grab the information digitally? I'm totally confused here.
You shouldn't be confused. Number one, the people who went there and were at the Capitol, the people I know went in peacefully. Those who were involved in taking something out, they were, I was told, special forces. This is not a particular general. I do not know which generals are involved, and the generals that I do know who are involved do not want me to speak about it again. What you are, again, Alex, let me explain it. We marked the computers. We marked the ballots. We marked the everything that was done was a sting operation. Nothing has changed. And what was done, it was done by Trump, a businessman who understood the degree of corruption that existed among the Democrats. This isn't just something about the world control of America. This was the concept of a fascist state coming in with the notion of the coronavirus, which was not lethal, using Fauci, another Catholic who was trained by
Dr. Pachinik, listen. I don't know what's going on here because you've come on the show like 19 years, give us a lot of good information. But, I mean, it looks like Trump's leaving in 7 days. You're saying this is a coup? I know they testified the Supreme Court of Italy that they engaged in the fraud. You said the Vatican was involved weeks ago. Now it's in the news. Come back and talk to me like I'm 5 years old and explain all this. The article, Supreme Court of Italy legal counsel testifies about 2020 election interference operation directed by U.S. officials. Votes flipped by the system from Trump to Biden. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us. Stock has been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to
destroy the infrastructure of this nation because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and Doc, quantify this for me, your view, your perspective on this. How is it a successful military coup against the deep state, who we know is there and is corrupt, the globalist arm of the deep state, I guess, if Biden gets in 7 days? Or are you saying Trump's going to get in? There's about to be mass arrest. We don't have a lot of time here, like 150 hours. What are you saying is about to happen?
I'm about to say that Biden is not going to be the president of the United States. What I'm going to be saying is that there have been massive arrests. And what I'm saying, in effect, is that we are in martial law and we have a military coup, which simply means that there is going to be a large number of people who are going to be arrested, detained, and will be tried by military tribunal. The reason it's military is because we no longer trust our CIA, we no longer trust our politicians, we do not trust our governors, we do not trust the senior officials who are in Congress or in the Senate. It's as simple as that. I said it to you years ago, I told you exactly who was going to leave, they left. I wrote the book 27 years ago about a military coup happening in the United States, state of emergency. It's as simple as that, Alex. There is no globalism that's going to be involved. We have shut down Pakistan. We have shut down part of England. We have already
composed. Well, there is talk about the Pope stepping down.
Listen for a minute. The Pope was arrested well over a year ago. And the reason why he was arrested, Alex, because on your show, I said this Pope was corrupt and had been involved with terrorist organizations 20 to 30 years ago. I was forbidden to take him out under Cyrus Vance.
Wait a minute, you're saying the Pope? Well, who's the guy we've seen traveling around the world in the last year?
I don't see anybody traveling around the world right now. You don't see anybody. Alex, get some of your nutraceuticals and understand that it's now. We're not talking about past years. We're not talking about past weeks. We're talking about the next few days and where we are right now. Now, I know you were not informed, and I'm telling you this. Either one of us is wrong, but I'm not wrong.
Well, let me say this. I mean, you can certainly get people thinking they're upside down when they're standing straight. I mean, you were the only guy that got the Camp David Accords through that nobody thought could happen. I mean, you've definitely done some psychological operations. But I'm just telling you, in 7 days, Pachinik, tell us who's going to be the president and what's about to happen.
7 days. Let me repeat it again, Jones. It's going to be Trump. It will not be Biden. Biden's people will be arrested. There will be people who will be arrested. Pelosi, Biden, Schumer. That's what's going to happen. And if I'm wrong, Fine. Don't put me on your show. If I'm right, what else are you going to do? Matt, the point of fact is either you want to believe me or not. I don't particularly care what most people say or don't say.
Doc, you've been on the show and given us a lot of good info over the years. You said that the East Coast and West Coast would collapse and everything would move to the South. I mean, you've said a lot of things are true. I'm just sitting here watching this fiasco, and I see the left provocateuring right-wing groups for a bunch of craziness this weekend, and it doesn't look good to me. So I don't want to encourage people. Like, you saw the Q guys going to the Capitol with zip ties. They thought they were on a secret mission to arrest people.
Alex, quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. When I told you months ago that we were involved in this and we were taking over all the elements of the political system because we could not trust the Mitt Romneys, the governors, the senators, the judges. You're talking about when I said to you years ago, and you still don't remember, John Roberts, the Supreme Court justice, has been indicted. He was corrupt at the time that he made the Obama case into a tax. He then went to Malta. He was paid off. He will be arrested. You're talking about Obama's people, where I said repeatedly he was a CIA operative. There was nothing about him that was real. He was a homosexual who had been on drugs and everything.
Well, there's a lot of crazy stuff. You say be quiet, but I got to ask the questions here. Let's look at this. The Joint Chiefs of Staff put out a letter saying Biden will be president. Is that, who is that from? What is that?
I don't know who the Joint Chiefs, that's not relevant to us because the real operational is not the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's the military individuals who are involved. It's the CIA. It's other people involved.
Well, listen, I'm not lending credence to what you're saying, but having the Joint Chiefs go, it will be Biden and the military must follow our orders, makes them sound weak. Why would they need to say that if there wasn't some internal battle going on?
Do you remember when I said to you General Mattis will be thrown out? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Was he thrown out?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is there are different types of generals. There are those who are Secretary of State, like Cheney, who said this is treason. Then you got Liz Cheney, this incompetent fool from Wyoming, who said this is treason. Who is the biggest Benedict Arnold in the history of the 20th century that I've said to you for 19 years? The Cheney family is the equivalent of Benedict Arnold. He should have been arrested. He should have been executed for what he did all over the world. He sent our boys into war to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've had generals who are incompetent. Esper, was he? Did I tell you he would leave? He left, right? Did I tell you Mattis would leave? He left because he lied about what he did and who he was.
So McInerney is right that they use this to get her laptop or whatever, according to you. Now, you did say something about Italy last time you were on, and a lot of stuff going on with that. What do you make of the Supreme Court hearing testimony that the Italian military was used with the German military, where they were counting the votes in the digital system, to go in and manipulate the servers to flip votes from Trump to Biden? What do you make of that?
What do I make of this? Just what I told you. We went after the Leonardo system, which came out of the Italian. There was a foreign service officer who was Italian Catholic and involved with the Italian Catholic Church. The Pope was involved. He was neutralized. It was sent up to Leonardo, which is the satellites. We picked it off of Leonardo and basically downloaded all of the information that was compromised, and basically proving that Biden was never elected legally. Biden will not be in the presidency. Kamala Harris will not be in the vice presidency. All of the appointments, including this new Secretary of Defense, who they think is wonderful, but I happen to know about him.
What about the new so-called CIA director? Well, let me say this. The one thing I know you're saying is true. The one thing you're saying is true is we are under martial law right now. It's not just in D.C.
That's correct. I've said it repeatedly. You're under martial law everywhere. The state of California.
Why do I see Black Hawk helicopters hovering over downtown Austin this morning?
Because you're sitting down in Austin. You're working very hard in your studio and you're trying to sell vitamins. We don't send Black Hawk helicopters everywhere. This is not just special forces. These are units from all over the country. The reason why you don't see Trump, you kept on asking me, why is he absent? And I kept saying to you, this is Sun Tzu. Trump was brilliant. What he did was to allow all the Democrats and Republicans to reveal their underlying miscreant behavior. And then he was sent to command and control centers in Abilene, command and control centers in NORAD. There's no reason for him to come out. He wanted to do exactly what a brilliant strategist does, which is to allow everybody to reveal their pathological intention. I kept saying to you months ago, this is a fascist system coming from the left, from Obama, from Brennan. When does a director of the CIA, who's a Catholic moron from Fordham, screwed up in Saudi Arabia, becomes the deputy director of the CIA, was an analyst, and then brings forth another CIA operative, Obama? That's when I got my subpoena 10 years ago, and I had to go to court to explain how what an idiot this man was and how the attorney general of Miami was an idiot. In other words, my tolerance for ignorance and stupidity is not great. I'm not saying that about you, but I'm saying very simply, if I'm wrong, so be it. But if I'm right, you're going to have to understand something about our country and that you don't fully understand what it really is about. It's
And here's the deal. That's a nice backhanded deal. I am an idiot at many levels. You know, that's what Socrates said, is I know that I know nothing. We're going to go to break in 2 minutes. We're going to come back and let you finish up here. But all I know is this. This country's in crisis. We should be praying. We should all be politically involved. We should be pointing out this election's a fraud. And we should be exposing Joe Biden as a communist Chinese agent. StevePaczynik.com. He's our guest. And, boy, this is a very exciting time to be alive. We'll see what comes out of all of this. But obviously, I'm going to ask the tough questions here. A 19-year history with this guy on air. He's given us 99% good stuff. But, I mean, gosh, I hope he's right. Now, some say don't have him on. Well, you can burn in hell, too. You know, this idea that I'm just supposed to have one view on here, one idea. This is all in flux. We are under martial law. I was driving in this morning, and I was up on the top of the Mixmaster, and I could see downtown, and I could see military bases with Blackhawks, four of them just sitting. And by the time I got to the office, they took off. But whatever they were doing was like scanning for weapons or something, probably radioactive devices. Seeing a lot of bizarre behavior going on, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right, with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living
Defense. Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Got your diamonds and you've got
got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Well, you know, I hope Dr. Steve Shenick's right that we have a military coup, but that the Chi-Com agent Joe Biden gets exposed. But I thought, you know, let's get him on now 7 days until whatever's going to happen. The country is under martial law. Total insanity is unfolding. So, Doc, finishing up, other points you'd like to make or relay to the viewers and listeners out there?
Here's the very simple point I'm going to make. Here's the bet we're going to have, Alex, once and for all. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that
if
bet?
If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. You can be on the show every day.
That's correct. All right. So we have that bet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to talk to you about the positive aspects of what's going on. It's called the Black Robe Regiment, and those are the American Christians who have understood that by praying with Jesus, we can in effect implement the necessary constitutional rights that we had. Now, why do I say that? Number one, the Black Robe Regiment was really founded in the Revolutionary War. And I have to remind you in America that we did not come out of peace. It was called a revolution. That means initially we were terrorists against the British. In that process, the Black Robe Regiment were incredible Christian pastors who supported their churches with the notion that you had to fight for liberty, justice, and Jesus. That's exactly what's happening now. And there are those loyal American Christians who belong to this Black Robe Regiment. And I appreciate what they do. I appreciate what you did, Alex. But for the first time, you're beginning to understand you were the vehicle through which I could implement, or the system could implement, what they needed to do. It was not through YouTube. It was not through email. You were being used for 20 years as the major way of communicating to the military and the intelligence. What you forgot, Alex, was the first time I ever came on, you said there were thousands and thousands of operatives listening to us on 9/11. And when we came on 9/11, less than two people in this whole world believed that this was I was correct about 9/11. 5 years later, thanks to your show and our ability to discuss and have our differences, 70% of America understood that Bush Jr., Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, all cowards, all corrupt.
Well, that's why I have you on. You had the courage to expose 9/11 as an inside job and give out key intel and leave the Council on Foreign Relations. So I know that was a bold thing you did.
Yeah, but that's not about me. I'm talking about you, Alex. You were the vehicle that was initially anointed, say, by me, all right? But you were anointed because I took that risk to say this is going to be the major vehicle for where we're going to go in the next 20 or 30 years. So in this process, you have to remember, what is this coup about? This is a coup to pay back the Cheneys for the corruption and cowardice, for the wars that they sent us in Iraq and Afghanistan, to Obama, who sent up the war, including Biden, who specifically sent soldiers there, and we lost 5,000 people there, to Obama again, who sent us into war into Afghanistan, to Bush Sr., to Colin Powell, who lied continuously, pathological liar, who was a coward in Vietnam and said we didn't have any lie. Then he lied when he said we had anthrax.
No, I understand you're not exposing their backgrounds. We have Ken Paxton, speaking of arrested that lady in the Veritas video buying votes. We've got all this stuff coming out, but this is crazy. Trump is cut off. Trump is off YouTube. They're not letting the president speak. He should use the EAS alert system. Let's do a few more minutes with Dr. Steve Pachinik back in 60 seconds. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Pompeo just announced that he'll be resigning the day of the inauguration of Lord Biden. So I guess Biden won't have the pleasure of getting rid of him, but Dr. Steve McChinnick has been more accurate than he's been wrong. I mean, I'd give him 95% accuracy rate, and he's doubling down. I'll give it to him. Some of this sounds Q-ish to me, but he's a real guy. He's a best-selling author. He's a psychiatrist. He did the Camp David Accords. He's been around forever. He did write Tom Clancy's books. He did make these big films. He did overthrow governments. I mean, he's been on the show before, and there's like federal investigations over it and articles in the London Guardian. Yeah, he's the one that tricked the communists to kill the Italian prime minister. And I mean, he's definitely done the stuff. Okay. It's not a bunch of talk. And so he's sitting here saying all of this. And then I see the weird martial law and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm just a guy that researches politics here in Texas and loves freedom. But I know this. I don't see how the power structure puts a Joe Biden in control. I mean, the guy can hardly talk. The guy's a Chinese agent, totally penetrated, on record, under criminal investigation for it. And I just don't see where this goes, and Kamala Harris and all of this. So are you saying this is some larger, giant dialectic? Then tell me, how does it unfold the next 7 days that suddenly they're all arrested? And then what happens with Trump? I mean, what the hell, according to what you're saying, humor me, what's going to happen next?
Alex, I don't need to humor you. Basically, what I've said, you are funny in many cases. What is going to happen is Biden will be arrested. Pelosi was going to be arrested. Remember what I said about Pelosi. Her family was Alexandria out of Baltimore, Maryland. They were corrupt. She is corrupt. There's nothing here that's new. In other words, let's get to very simple psychology. This is repetition compulsion. In other words, if you're a crook and a coward, this will continue your whole life. That's Cheney. That's Pelosi. That's Biden. There's nothing new about Biden we didn't know. In effect, I think Biden understood his days were limited. He will be picked up. His son will be picked up. The man who will be the next president of the United States, I said it to you months ago, will be Trump.
So is that why Biden says things like, I'll feign an illness and go away?
He doesn't feign anything. He's too stupid to feign anything. He's not relevant. The point of Biden is that they picked some individual who was mentally impaired, went through a kabuki of nonsense, and what you have is a dialectic of stupidity and competency. Hegel would have said, you know what? The competency wins over stupidity. Hegel would have said, oh, I'm going to appoint a man who's a businessman who basically effectively took down 42nd Street in New York, built hotels all over the country and the world, never asked one for one penny in this interaction. And the man I said to you for 30 years, do not listen to what he says. Watch what he does. He's brilliant. He came out of a past where his mother was from Scotland. What he refuses to talk about is, and I repeated it numerous times on this show, his uncle, Trump, was a major, major professor at MIT in electronics and radar. He doesn't say a word, but I will tell you the following.
I know Trump's super high IQ family, but let's expand on that. Let's expand on that. Let's expand on that.
This is not about you. We're going to talk about the president of MIT. He's going to resign because he's compromised. The president of Harvard, compromised. The president of Cornell, compromised. You're talking about people who have brought in Chinese operatives. Why did I not say this was a war against China? Because the Chinese have been infiltrating us for 35 years. Mike Flynn said it very correctly to you, and I've said it repeatedly. We have all of the companies that are under Chinese control, Tesla. We have the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, the Hilton chain, the Renaissance chain. I can go on and on for 30 companies that have been under Chinese control. Because
well, let's expand
we
on that. Did you see where Eric Swallowswell is going to be the House manager for the impeachment? The Chinese agent on record. Here it is right here. Overhead shot, please. I mean, look at this. An admitted compromised sex op with a CCP agent who oversaw the operations against our president, and now he's going to oversee, so that Chinese agent will oversee the impeachment of a president. That's illegal.
No, it's not illegal. What it is a farce. Alex, you understand how absurd this has become, but the reality is under the absurdity, the liberal, the left couldn't tolerate any more forces against them, which basically said, you're wrong, you're ignorant, you're stupid. I have a case. I'll give you an example just recently. State of emergency was picked up by one of the major presidents of CW Network. And that person whom I've known for years in Hollywood said, I want to help you out. What happened when he found out I was involved in a coup? He was disgusted. What happened to all of Hollywood among American Jews? They're incompetent. They're ignorant. What they basically feel, and I've said it repeatedly to you, the American Jewish intellectual is pathetic. They have no idea of American history. They think that Abraham Lincoln is the greatest president when, in fact, he's a disaster. They don't know the history of World War II and the Holocaust. They make up all kinds of nonsense where we have museums of the Holocaust, when, in fact, we had 146 Jews in Hitler's army. Two of the field marshals were Jews. You think any American knows this?
No, the professors, Jewish professors have written books proving that there was a Jewish ruling class, kind of like Sacha Baron Cohen today in the ADL, that fed on Jews and sold them out for Hitler, which I know you lost some of your family. So it was a real Holocaust, but it was Jews with Hitler robbing the Jews. And that's why they loved George Soros, because he was a young man, part of the Jewish robbery of the Jews.
You got it now. So what did I say? It's identification with the aggressor and repetition compulsion. Soros worked with the Nazis, survived. Soros works for himself and others to overthrow a government. Soros is pathetic. He made his billions on nothing more than a guess on the euro and the pound. I've known him. I've met him. He's a pathetic individual who got to power, and the CIA helped him. What was the element that I went after here? It was the CIA. Why did I ask Gene Haskell to be taken out? John Brennan. Clapper. All of these are ineffectual.
Well, look at how the ADL gives awards to Schwarzenegger, whose dad was in the SS. Schwarzenegger said he loves Hitler, so they give him a Jewish award. It's all a sick joke, and it really is the big secret of World War II, because it's in the real histories. It's even in mainline history books. It's just buried.
No, it's
that rich Jews worked with Hitler to target Jews and rob them. It's so evil.
Well, it's not only that. It's Schwarzenegger. Here's an example of a self-righteous, lying individual, never served our country. His visa, by the way, he's not here legally. He had a lot of problems with his visa. He took all kinds of drugs to pump up his body. He's a liar because his father wasn't in the SS. It was a worse unit, SA. That was the unit that Hitler killed overnight because they were more ruthless than the SS. He then hires the Simon Wiesenthal Center to see if his father's cleared. His father was nothing more than an apparatchik in the Nazi party, not in the Wehrmacht, in the SA. And
that's right. He didn't even go to war. He just rounded people up.
He went to war. No, his father went to war. He was wounded on the Stalingrad. He was wounded in Russia. Thank God. But Schwarzenegger,
I thought most of it he was rounding people up.
My point, it's not relevant. What's relevant is Schwarzenegger himself is a phony again.
Let's do one more segment, because I watched that video of him calling Trump weak and Trump a fascist. And here is this guy that looted California. Here is this guy that wants our guns. Here is this guy. And it just makes me sick. Here's the good news. You're right. He's had so many heart transplants, everything else. I can't wait. I'm going to smoke a big cigar when Schwarzenegger dies. I'm not going to kill him myself. I just can't wait till that dirtbag Nazi leftist ADL puppet is 6 feet under with maggots crawling out of his eyes, man. I am so sick of him. We'll be right back. Hold on. Let's talk about it more when we come back. Seriously, I watched that video of him yesterday. I almost threw up 5 times. That is a sack of fake garbage.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so I took Dr. Steve Pachinik's bet that if Trump is president on January 21st, 2021, that we're going to hire Pachinik for the Daily Show if he wants it. I'll pay him $200,000 a year. He's got that bet, but he's not allowed, if he loses the bet, to just go away. He has to come back on the show, not to humiliate him. I'm wrong about stuff. I felt like I was set up. No one would pay for the events on the 5th or 6th. I got the money together. Then luckily, a donor came in and paid for like 80% of it. It's like $500,000 that ended up the donor. It like $400,000, like 100 and something. And then we're like, okay, I'm supposed to lead this march of hundreds of thousands of people. They couldn't even hear me on a bullhorn. I get there, some idiots provocateur, they break in all the stupidness. And then you've got all these virtue signalers out there attacking the president. He didn't want violence. I didn't want violence. So I don't see how that was a success. When I get played into people's hands, I will admit it. And Antifa was there in their black outfits. They helped break in. Known Antifa by name was there. They helped trick the cops to attack the crowd to get some of the crowd to go in. Dr. Pachinik, you're a nice guy and a smart guy, but I don't think you mean bad. I just think you're being overly optimistic here. So we're going to find out in 7 days. In 7 days, you're coming back on, aren't you?
Absolutely. But remember one thing about me. How is a very nice guy able to take out the Khmer Rouge without any weapons, able to take out the Soviet Union without any weapons, able to take out Noriega without any weapons. What do you understand what this nice guy does? Do you understand that this nice guy...
I don't involve all of that stuff, so tell us. Give us your view.
No, I just said it to you. I'm a very nice guy, but again, understand what I'm really about. When I said to you, the state of emergency was written 27 years ago about a military coup in the United States. It pinpointed Mitt Romney as one of the villains. It pinpointed the Irish Catholics, the Brennans, the Pelosis, the Faucis, the Comos, all of that. Now, how is it that I knew that? The question at hand here is, you haven't been played at all, Alex. The reason I enjoy you is, first of all, you have an incredible mind and you have an incredible wit. But both of us are very strong-willed. You have never been played. And the reason you were chosen was the fact that I really enjoyed being on your show. I've been asked to be on a lot of shows, and I say, no, I'm not interested. But if you go on the Alex Jones
Show, I'm very glad to be chosen, and you're a good guest, brought a lot of good commentary. But seriously, we built audience of great people. I'm trying to figure out, so you can't tell us how this magic's going to happen and Joe Biden's going to step down in 7 days? I mean, explain to me the details.
I just said it to you. You're perseverating, Alex. I said to you there will be arrests of the Bidens, the Pelosis. It's going on now. He will not come to the presidency.
I agree with you, Kat. I hope you're right. Can we meet your cat, please?
I only have two.
I have two cats and three dogs. You know what? Let me bring a very simple issue here. You have a wonderful person there named Daria. I won't say anything more. Ask her what it was like under the Soviet Union to live under repression. And how is it that the following could occur in every fascist system? First, you create fear. We did that. Coronavirus, you're going to die. Not only are you going to die, we got an extra coronavirus, which means that you have to wear a mask, just like the Jews did in Hitler time when they wore the yellow star. So every idiot who's wearing a mask is already getting into trouble. But we did it. Everybody's walking around. Then, on top of that, we have a president or a potential president who's even more of a moron, says, you know what? We're going to keep those masks on for the next 100 days. And guess what? I have some vaccines, but I can't give it to you. And those vaccines will make you better. In truth, the vaccines are worthless. mRNA is a very fast epitope, which degrades quickly. There isn't one person at Pfizer, AstraZeneca, or Moderna who understands that this was an effective vaccine. The CDC was worthless. HHS was worthless. And what happened? The people I told you who were the heads of HHS and CDC left. Isn't that amazing? Either I'm a genius or I just see ordinary problems and say, you know what? You're wrong. That's what allowed me to be a doctor. And what does a doctor really do? He saves lives and he can kill lives. You better think very carefully that this nice guy is what he may or may not be.
Sure, you're talking closing comments here. We're going to see some fireworks in the next 7 days.
No, you're not going to see fireworks. You're going to see a lot of arrests, and it's going to be quiet, and you're going to see martial law. We've clamped down the cities. You already see in Washington it's clamped down. We clamped down in Berlin. We clamped down in Pakistan. We clamped down in Italy. And now you will also make another prediction, this nice man. The Italian government will fall apart within 24 hours. Other than that, Alex, I've had a wonderful time, and I hope to see you again.
Well, I do too. So, wow, definitely get the popcorn out. And so you think Trump, is Trump aware of all these things you're saying?
Of course he is. He's the genius who put it together. This is a man who built out of nothing. I mean, people don't understand Trump. They listen to him, but they don't understand how brilliant he is to build and take down. I mean, this is a man who built an ice skating rink in 5 weeks when Koch for 10 years couldn't do it. And not only that, He allowed every kid in New York City.
I know you love that. That's like your Santa Claus story. Well, if he can build an ice skating rink, he can build the Death Star.
This is the man you have to understand as an individual. Alex, it's time you begin to learn about dynamics.
You're I'm going to marry Swalwell.
He's what?
It's a joke. Hey, let me ask you a question. What is your cat's, the cat that was on the TV's name?
Geronimo.
That's cultural appropriation.
You got it.
What's the other cat? What's the other, what's the other cat's name?
Nona. Nona, meaning no name. She's about 14 years old.
Well, we should nominate Nona to be the first female president.
You know what? I love you, Alex.
Could you stage a coup for us, Dr. Pachinik, and put your cat in as the president?
No, I want to really have a real president for the first time. We haven't had a real president in 50 years. Neither the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, none of them were real presidents. Now you're going to see a real president and how quickly he works and how efficiently he is.
All right. I'm holding my breath here. StevePachinik.com. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. Just enjoy it. Go home and relax.
Well, I'm not a deep sea diver, but I have tried it. All right. I tell you, I'm going to hit a bunch of news and cover some stuff. But that was definitely optimism porn. And, boy, I'll be sleeping better tonight. Speaking of sleeping, I want to tell you something when we come back. It's important. Think about this when we come back. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. It is tomorrow's news today. And, of course, the evil band.video. Jeff Zuckerberg hopes. Mark Zuckerberg hopes. You don't share that link.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm.
All right, my friends, I'm Alex Jones, your host. That was a wild interview. I sure hope Dr. Pechenik's right. You know, mainstream media and the globalists want us to believe whatever they say. They tell so many big lies that it makes you get to the point where you don't even know what the truth is anymore. Is it wishful thinking? Is it hoping? That guy's been involved in overthrow of governments, a lot of the big stuff. I mean, I don't want a military coup. We're already under a Chinese globalist coup, so I just don't know what to say about any of it. I'm just here covering it. But folks that want us to not question and that want to silence the American people, big tech can burn in hell. That's a term I just never even really thought about using. It just pops to mind. I'm just saying, get out of my life is what I'm saying. And at the same time, a lot of what Pechenik was talking about sounded Q-ish. I'm not against people that got into Q, or a lot of the info that Q talks about or people talk about that are in Q. It's real. It's the New World Order. It's what we cover. It's just that when it's esoteric and it's secretive and people think they're part of secret arrest and overthrow of the government and all this, sounds really dangerous. And I meant to get to that with Pechenik, but I'll just get it out here now. He says there's about to be arrests and stuff of the Democrats. Well, the Q system is online telling people the arrests begin this weekend and all this. And there were people with zip ties and all the rest of it that actually went into the Capitol and played into the system. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. And what I know is, as an American, it's good to question all of it. But violence is not the answer. At this juncture, it certainly isn't the answer at random state capitals and random governor's mansions, as a lot of these right-wing control groups are out there pushing. And the classic thing with feds leading militias is, he's against the militia. He doesn't want to blow up a police station. No, I'm for the constitutional militia, for the Second Amendment. Doesn't mean you shoot your kids. Doesn't mean you rob the liquor store because you have a Second Amendment. That's not the Second Amendment. So violence helps the globalists. It hurts us for the American people who are on our side. We don't want violence. That's all I've been saying. Now, let's move on. This is a global corporate rollout. You know, the libertarians have good ideas on paper, but the problem is big corporations have become government. It's like Twitter and others saying, oh, Uganda's blocked social media during the election. That's election meddling. Oh, but when you only block conservatives or nationalists, that's okay. And so under the global social credit score, individuals enforce it, corporations enforce it. So you saw the big airlines look at who flew to D.C. And if they came in wearing MAGA gear, they admitted, the employees decided to flag everyone that had just flown in the day before the event and flew out the day of or day after. And if they saw you wearing a red hat or a Trump gear, they would not let you get on your airplane as a punishment. They would illegally put you on their no-fly list that was meant for terrorists, and they bragged about it because Chuckie Schumer called for it. General Schumer calls for it, and then people wearing MAGA gear are banned from getting on airplanes. That is fascism. And if you look at what Hitler did or what Mao did under communism, it's the same thing as authoritarianism. It was the grassroots of the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, that would enforce it. And so Black Lives Matter going to restaurants and breaking everything and screaming at people and attacking folks and Antifa burning down buildings. This is all their army on the streets. Pelosi says that's good. But when Laura Loomer, who did a great job running for Congress and fighting back against censorship, ground zero for all this, when she flew back in out of Latin America yesterday, we have all the documents right here, overhead shot, please. She was stopped by customs and searched and made to wait hours, and they admitted to her at the end, well, we see on Wikipedia you're political. Like, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a journalist. Really, your Wikipedia says all this about you. Is that true? And so In America, you have the merger of state and corporations. That is fascism. And that's the global communist social credit score. You know, the Chinese call themselves communists. Communism doesn't even work. It's not a doable system. They're really fascists. And that's the model of the world. And so what does Congress do? Well, they accepted all the censorship. They accepted all the tyranny. So now the Democrats have both branches of the House and Senate. They have the executive. That's called the trifecta. And they basically have the Supreme Court. It's a globalist as well. And so now they're saying, oh, we're going to expel members of Congress. We're going to take their bank accounts, not just the president. So everybody overuses Hitler, how he first went after groups and took away their banking and their businesses, then put them in ghettos, then shipped them away to be worked to death in slave camps. If you were lucky, you went to a slave camp. Others just got killed. This is happening. This isn't over the horizon. It's not down the street. It's not the front door. It's on top of us, kicking our ass, bashing our brains out. So we'll show you right here. We got the name of the officers and all of it. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border. She's flown all over the world. Never had this happen. Pulled out because she's on a list. This happened to me under Obama and Bush and the Clintons. And they said, oh, it's your political views. They even told her. They're so comfortable. She was in another country when this happened at the Capitol. But because she's a nationalist, because she's pro-America, because she's pro-free speech, they've gone through everywhere and now run people through an algorithm, they told her, of a database that some bean counter puts you in a computer, like Brazil, not the country, the movie, Terry Gilliam, where a bug falls out of the onto the typewriter. Instead of tittle, it's biddle. So biddle gets picked up and tortured to death because of the algorithm that gets you to sign over your responsibility to a machine and Bloomberg's technology. So joining us to break this down this segment for a couple more is Laura Loomer. Laura, tell folks what happened. This is huge.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. Yeah, look, this is everything that we warned people would happen and more. Conservatives are now being targeted. And as you showed those videos on the previous segments of people getting detained and put on no-fly lists and having flights grounded simply because they're Trump supporters, now Department of Homeland Security and our federal law enforcement agencies are being weaponized against conservatives who travel. I was out of the country for a couple weeks. And I just returned. I was in El Salvador. I was not even in the country at the time of the rally in D.C. on January 6th. But when I came back to America the other day, you know, as soon as I got off the plane in Miami, I noticed that the you know, DHS officers there were looking at me. And then when I went through passport control, instead of just asking me the standard questions and having me go through to baggage claim, the officer stood up and then he walked me over to a separate area that other people were not in after they went through passport control. And then they had me go down a separate corridor. And then when I reached baggage claim, they made me go down a separate area in front of a guard. And then they said, come with us. And while everybody else on my flight, which was a direct flight, was able to go get their bags after arriving from El Salvador, I was told I was not allowed to get my luggage. And so every single person was able to get their suitcase. And then I had to stay in an area separate from the carousel, blocked off by a DHS officer on one side and another on the other, and glass windows. And I was sitting there for like an hour. They wouldn't tell me why I couldn't get my bags. And then they wouldn't even let me grab my suitcase after it came out on the carousel, which was 100 feet away from me. They made another DHS officer grab my suitcases for me. And then they said, follow us. And then they took me to another area. And mind you, once you get your bags, you're able to just leave the airport. So they wouldn't let me leave. They made me go talk to two DHS officers who opened up all my suitcases, and then they proceeded to unpack it. They were going through every item, even my underwear. They literally unzipped my garment bag and were pulling out my underwear and bras and going through everything. And then the guy looked at me and goes, oh, what do you do for a living? And I said, I'm a journalist. And then he goes, oh, I'm looking at your Wikipedia page. Is what they say about you true? And mind you, my Wikipedia page is just a classic case example of defamation, because the radical left, as you know, and the founder of Wikipedia hates Trump supporters, and they basically call me.
Sure, and so because of what Wikipedia said, you're already in a database. He tells you it's an algorithm. We're going to come back and talk about this. This is the next level of the fascism, the next level of the oppression is now the global social credit score. And if you support America, you cannot fly.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons that are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850. Discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This is a lot bigger than just President Trump. This is a lot bigger than Laura Loomer or Alex Jones. This is the entire corporate system working together in concert, racketeering, to take the bank accounts, to take the YouTube, to take the Twitter, to take 40, 50 other things away from the president as a collective punishment outside of law, outside of courts. And when you have corporations working with government to oppress people, It has a name. Fascism, authoritarianism is what's more associated with government corporations together. With communism, it's total control of the state. But it's all the same. Different window dressing, black helicopters, secret police, black uniforms, people disappearing. And so this is the world we're entering into. And then they said on the news, oh, Chucky Schumer said on Thursday morning we ought to have no-fly lists for everyone that showed up at the Capitol. So imagine you go to a football game with 100,000 people. You go to this event with probably a million all over the city, 600,000, 700,000 down at the Trump event. No one can hear him, so they start going to the Capitol. Hundreds of thousands are there, and 100 or so people attack police and break in. They get shot. They get killed. Most of them walked right down the red carpet with the velvet ropes. Didn't even get outside the ropes. My God. I didn't know the Japanese fighter planes in World War II, when they attacked Pearl Harbor, flew between velvet ropes and stayed in the velvet ropes. They were firing torpedoes, dropping bombs, but Schumer said he survived the new Pearl Harbor. What, shooting that woman in the head or the neck? So, and then Laura Loomer's out of the country on vacation, and she, I talked to her like 30 minutes this morning. She told the whole story, but I mean, I'm just recapping it because I babble here, but she can tell you, but she's like, you know, I didn't know it was my, for my politics till they brought up my politics and my Wikipedia. And I mean, this is America. Like, you've got a Wikipedia page. It's like the Washington Post said that I lost a lawsuit for Sandy Hook. I didn't. They said I lost a suit for a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. I'm not in the book. I didn't write the book. Didn't even read the book till I learned that I'd lost a lawsuit over it, which I didn't. They used that to affect my corporate credit. And they say, well, it says here you lost a lawsuit. I mean, folks, these people are sick. And then Laura Loomer's just an articulate, nice lady that supports basic conservatism. And now they've done this to her. And then there was a dude waiting for her at her house. It goes on from there. So Laura, it's not your opinion this is coming. Remember a few years ago, we were telling folks there was censorship. And they go, oh, we're not censoring anybody. Remember those games? Now it's all out in the open. Congress is being censored. The president's being censored. I mean, this is insane. Where does this go? Well, finish your story. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Well, and then after he goes,
start over. We hit the break. Start over. He gets to your Wikipedia. So start there. You've been there 2 hours. You're waiting. Start over.
So I'm waiting there for it. The whole thing took 2 hours, right? I didn't get out of the airport till about 7 o'clock and the flight landed at 5. And so they held me by the baggage claim area for an hour, wouldn't let me touch my own suitcase, treating me like a terrorist. And then they go through my bags. And then when he's asking me, oh, what do you do for a living? I say I'm a journalist. Then he goes, oh, I'm looking at your Wikipedia page. Is what they say about you true? That's basically a roundabout way of asking, so are you a right-wing extremist? And then they were like looking at the Wikipedia page more, he goes, oh, so I'm sure you probably have a lot of opinions and things to write about regarding what happened in DC this last week, and like trying to bait me to say something. And I said, well, I've been out of the country for several weeks, you know, but yeah, we're living in crazy times, right? But they were trying to get me to basically like talk to them about what I thought about DC and this rally while basically asking me in a roundabout way.
This was like
way.
You were being taken in for questioning. So they're setting up internal checkpoints, then question citizens. But illegal aliens and child molesters, come on in. No, we're not going to check you.
Yeah, well, it's very concerning. And look, the next step is they're going to start using these checkpoints and these interrogations to start putting people on no-fly lists and then taking away their gun rights. And Joe Biden said, and Kamala Harris said, that they're going to look into classifying the Proud Boys as a terrorist organization. They're going to look into classifying MAGA rallies as terrorist activity. And the House and the Senate Democrats are already drafting legislation to do that. And so what are they going to do? How do you take away somebody's gun rights? How do you make it so that people can't leave the country so that you can keep them confined and under permanent lockdown under these COVID lockdowns? Well, you designate them as a terrorist and then they get put on the no-fly list. And if you're on the no-fly list, then you can't have a weapon. And that's how Joe Biden is going to take away people's guns. They're just going to do massive designations of a political class of people as domestic terrorists. That's not me saying it. You can just listen to their own words, okay? They're literally trying to classify Senator Hawley and Senator Ted Cruz as domestic terrorists right now.
Oh, it gets worse than that. It gets worse than that, Laura.
They said they want to put sitting senators on the no-fly list.
Well, you just said it. And then I have U.S. Capitol riots. Congressmen accused of abetting terrorists. Let me show TV viewers overhead shot, please. And they show a photo of me at the Georgia Capitol peacefully, like I'm inside. And it says, there they are plotting and stalking the building. She's a former U.S. prosecutor, and she wants us arrested and members of Congress arrested because she saw them with Ali Alexander. I mean, what the hell? So now if we go in the Capitol, we're to be arrested because she says so, and then they put a picture up of me at the Georgia Capitol and say, here they are stalking us. Look, oh, look at this. This is months. I mean, look, oh, look, I was at a Capitol. Do you see that? Oh, my gosh. There we are planning everything.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting.
We're like telling the people to get a photo op with the state rep, Vernon Jones. But now look, this is all planning the attack. Oh, yes. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting how they're trying to act as if the capitals don't belong to the people. It's called the people's house. And I remember during the social media hearings when you and I were inside the Capitol sitting next to each other, and the Kavanaugh hearings were taking place at the same exact time. And they scheduled it that way because they didn't want anybody paying attention to the social media hearings. And Nancy Pelosi literally put out a tweet to the Capitol Police urging them to stand down so that the Democrats could flood the Capitol and protest against Kavanaugh. And she thanked them and said they were great American patriots participating in democracy. So if you're protesting, in favor of abortion and you're falsely accusing a man of rape and you're stalking Jeff Flake and assaulting Senator Rand Paul, that's okay, according to Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, if you shoot Congressman Scalise, you're a hero. But look,
right,
Jones, yeah, and Vernon Jones and Ali Alexander, look, because they show us getting a group photo together, like move here, move there. Look, oh, here we are caught plotting the attack. Oh, I mean, this is the level of deception.
Right. And that's the thing. You have a group of people who were violent, but most of the people who attended the rally were simply just attending. And the Democrats now want to pretend like it's a crime to enter the United States Capitol when anybody can go into the United States Capitol. They have security.
Well,
and
Laura,
you can
they
go
caught us casing it, you understand. And then even used photos from another Capitol. I'm caught, folks. They caught me. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Yeah, well, I was out of the country, and I was getting text messages from reporters here from the Sun Sentinel, which is like a leftist rag that called me a Nazi during my campaign. And they were like, our readers said they submitted a photo of you to the FBI tip and said that you were at the Capitol. Do you care to comment? I'm like, I've been out of the country. Like, stop trying to set me up. You know?
By the way, we're showing the 1983 and the 1971 bombings of the Capitol by the founder of Black Lives Matter, the Weather Underground. So, like, imagine if we'd bomb something, which I would never do. It would be the end of the world. My God, actual bombing.
Look, it's going to get worse from this point out, Alex. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to start denying conservatives insurance. They're going to start cutting off.
That started happening. Taxes. Mainline talk show hosts say the PR department says that you can't have insurance. And by the way, you've privately bought insurance from them, and they announced they've dumped you. Like these people all violate your privacy.
And look, I experienced this during my campaign. You know, Comcast shut my campaign down. If you recall, they have a monopoly on ISPs here in my district, which means that, you know, majority of the people who live here in Palm Beach County have Comcast Xfinity because they have contracts with the homeowners.
Oh, it's all total election meddling. Stay there. I want to ask you about Uganda. Stay there, Laura Loomer.
Yeah.
And where do people find Laura Loomer? Where do we find your actual website?
Well, I'm on, my website is loomered.com, and then I'm on Gab at Laura Loomer. I'm on Telegram at Laura Loomer, and I'm told that Parler is going to be up again soon because they found a conservative host. And so I'm on Parler at Laura Loomer as well.
All right, stay there. Laura Loomer lives. Please don't forget we live at Infowars.com and Band.Video. And you're awesome, folks, sharing our articles and videos everywhere because we are all the resistance. But this is just, I'm interrupting her a lot because she's on fire. I'm on fire. This is just so damn dangerous. But hey, isn't she honored that she's so targeted like I am? And there's not many targeted as much as Trump, but we are because that's, we're effective and we're patriots. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our activated charcoal toothpaste
became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Laura Loomer is here with us today, and I mean, we sit here and we warn you that we're the canary in the coal mine, and so they chose Laura Loomer, they chose myself, I was the man they chose, she was the female they chose, for complete deplatforming. She can't get an Uber, she can't get Airbnb, I mean, they went further on her than me, because Alex Jones, I was told by security experts, is so common, there's like 15 of them in Austin. Only reason I didn't is they have trouble because there's so many Alex Joneses. There's not a lot of Laura Loomers. So Laura, I could ask 1,000 points here, but what else do you want to get out to this audience right now? Because these are just insane times.
Well, I just want, you know, I guess the year 2021 is the, you know, I told you so year. And I just recall 3 years ago when, you know, I confronted Jack Dorsey in Congress, and I was laughed out of the congressional hearing room and taken out by police.
There's no censorship.
And, you know, it's very interesting to see all these lawmakers talk about it, but they don't support any, you know, antitrust legislation. I currently have my antitrust lawsuit that I filed in 2018 up for petition in the Supreme Court. So we will see what happens with that. But I am still actively fighting this. But people need to prepare because, you know, the next is the banks. If they're going to ban the president of the United States from his bank accounts, if they're going to start banning people from the city, they just banned all Trump contracts from New York City. Enrique Tarrio was banned from D.C. People are soon going to be banned from cities. They're going to have their electric shut off. They're going to have their water. Comcast will start shutting people
down. I didn't
make
an issue out of this, but we had the police come to where I was on a rooftop at OAN. I leased space up there to do a show. And the police came and said, we have a 10 whatever call, 10:30 or something, means like officer down, they're saying you've shot police. And I said, but I haven't. They said, you have to leave now, we're going to arrest you. They had 20 police cars following me to my hotel. And they said, get out of D.C. And I was already leaving that afternoon. So I said, I was actually about to leave. Fine. But that is so fascist, Laura.
Well, it gets worse. And I'm currently dealing with more severe elements of this that, you know, I'm currently working through with legal counsel. And I'll be making some more announcements about another element to this that is even more sinister in the next few days. But don't think it stops with big tech. I mean, they're on a mission to go through the entire Constitution.
They're coming to Roger Stone's house. They're coming to your house. Yeah. They're coming to my house, sweetheart. It's bad. These are communists.
They are. And look, you know, the camps are next. They're going to start putting us in concentration camps. That's why they're making detention centers and COVID camps. And I,
that's the cover. They use COVID as the cover for taking you to camps.
I don't watch Fox News anymore, but in the hotel I was staying on, it was in the background, and I heard them say in New York City, they're using FEMA to help facilitate the camps. So when they called you and I like kooky, you know, conspiracy nuts, when we said that they're going to have FEMA camps eventually to implement their whole Agenda 21 narrative, people said, you guys are out of your damn minds. They are literally creating FEMA camps.
And by the way, Laura, you're not being alarmist here. By logical extension, in every case, this linear line of tyranny leads to death camps. That's where it goes. And we're already like 80% of the way there because it accelerates at the end.
Yeah, and I remember when you and InfoWars were with me outside of Twitter headquarters when I handcuffed myself wearing a yellow star. And, you know, people said, oh, why is she wearing a yellow star? Is she really comparing censorship to the Holocaust? Yeah, because the Holocaust didn't begin with throwing Jews in gas chambers and ovens. It began with financial blacklisting and, you know, using the media to demonize an entire group of people, the creation of lists of undesirables, until eventually they created enough hatred for one group and they were able to convince society, yeah, you know, send these people to camps. And that's
and by increment, they got people to do a little more each time, a little more, a little more.
Project Veritas caught PBS legal counsel on video saying, yeah, send the Trump supporters to education camps and confiscate their children. So this isn't a conspiracy theory. PBS gets taxpayer funding from the United
States. I think he actually said kill us, send our kids to re-education camps.
Well, yeah, either way, it's just as bad. And, you know, they're the real Nazis.
Oh, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. I want to specifically get into Twitter saying we can't have Uganda censoring when they're censoring. Laura Limmer back in 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Historic times. Then, there's a special guest coming up at that.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
You know, people keep asking me, welcome back, Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, how you taking it, Jones? Aren't you a victim? Oh, we're so sorry for you. And I'm just like, no, I'm the canary in the coal mine. You're next. This is a whole rollout plan. The globalists have admitted this. I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen says Trump shouldn't have his YouTube, and a day later he doesn't. And even the ACLU finally says this is dangerous. So the answer is what happened with Angry Gypsy Woman and Chuck Schumer in New York, saying, listen, dude, you're a fraud. The left says go attack people's houses. It's good. The Republicans barely do anything. You act like they're a bunch of devils. You can't act like this, Schumer. Here it is.
No, you don't need to talk to me. I'm talking to this racist anti-Semite. I am glad I didn't think that the Trumpsters had it in them. I didn't think the conservatives did. But you know what? You racist socialist can dish it out, but you can't take it. And remember this, Adolf Hitler was a socialist, and that's exactly who you follow. You're nothing but a coward. See, you hide underneath your desk. I actually got sexually excited over it. That's how much I loathe you. That's how much I'm glad what they did. And like Nancy Pelosi said, people do what they do. After all, she doesn't care about monuments, and neither do I. And where the First Amendment doesn't say that you have to protest peacefully and politely, as long as there's outrage
Commission. Why don't you tell them to stand down, hypocrite? Did you tell the Capitol Police to stand down? Did you tell them to stand down? Answer the question. No, stand down. He told the police to stand down in Kenosha, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And you know what? These Trump supporters are going to go to your house. They're going to go to Pelosi's house. They'll destroy her vineyards. And I will be right there to support them. Don't you say it's enough. No, no, shut up. Shut up. Shut the f*** up. Shut the f*** up. This is a racist. He's an anti-Semite. He said if you criticize Obama, you're a racist. But he criticized him against the Iranian deal. Not only are you a racist, Schumer, you're a hypocrite. Take your hands off me, 6 feet. 6 feet. This, no, no. 6 feet. Stand
I love how she
down.
Uses her own BS against stand him. So what's down. Happening, Laura Loomer, is everywhere, including a lot of liberals I know who are old-fashioned liberals, they're pissed. They get tyranny. They're like, you tell people to burn down neighborhoods, but people actually go march and throw a little bit of a fit and you kill a woman and then you act like you were in Pearl Harbor? I mean, Schumer is crazy.
I just have to say, I love that lady. Like, she's, you know, that's, it's just great. I love watching politicians get confronted in public, man. I mean, she really gave it to them, but that's the whole thing about their hypocrisy, right? They say, oh yeah, you can't protest, but if you're Black Lives Matter, you can protest. Oh, get away. You're going to give me COVID. And then
wait,
who's
we
that,
can't you know, protest, but Black Lives Matter can burn yeah. down community housing.
But, you know, bravo to this woman, and we need more people to speak out this way. And she's right. She's right. Everything that she said was on point. And, you know, if you recall, Pelosi's house has already been visited because, you know, 2 years ago, I put illegal aliens on her lawn. So she's right, though. People are going to start, you know, confronting politicians and rightfully so. And that's what the left does, right? They encourage people to confront. That's what Maxine Waters said. She said, oh, if you see someone in the Trump administration, make sure you make them feel really uncomfortable. And that's what the left is doing. I saw today that they just appointed AOC to this made up new committee they made in Congress called the Committee on Combating Misinformation. And AOC is already on Twitter advocating for Parler to be shut down, for Telegram to be shut down. And what are they going to do? Just deem every single conservative.
Well, that was
content-
my next question is you talk about organized crime racketeering. Their government wants things shut down. Then corporations do it. Where is Congress? Where are the states? This is like an avalanche of tyranny. But here's Mitt Romney getting confronted again in an airport. And he got confronted on the plane by other people. So the good news is we're not violent, but we're confronting these traitors. Here it is.
How you doing?
Put your mask on.
I love it.
Don't tell me what to do.
And pause. Put your mask on because we did the numbers. 61,000 more people died in 2020 than the year before. And normally it's even bigger increases, population increase and baby boomers. It's all about their control. Put your mask on. No, F you, Mitt Romney, you globalist. Let's start it over.
How you doing?
Put your mask on.
Don't tell me what to do.
Please put your mask on. It's required by law in this airport.
I'm standing 6 feet away.
I'm sorry. It's required in
this Okay, I'll tell you what, because you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it because I want to have a chat with you. Why aren't you supporting President Trump?
I do support the things President Trump does that I think I agree with.
You're not supporting him.
I'm sorry. I do agree with many of the things he is for, and I support those things.
Are you going to support him in the fraudulent votes?
The election? No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because I'm going to get a chance to hear my remarks in time.
It's going to be a real long
story. I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I'm an arrogant psychopath.
It's a long story, but we have a constitution. The constitutional process is clear. I'll follow the constitution, and I'll explain.
No, it's not. The state's a lot of fraudulent ballots.
Well, you haven't supported him, and you didn't even support him in the election.
No, I did not.
Why?
For reasons I explained at the time.
You were voted in as a conservative to represent the conservative constituents. Period.
Actually, that's not how the Constitution works.
It is. You're voted in to represent us. You work for us.
Open borders, New World Order, Constitution.
I work for the people of Utah.
Exactly. And I am from Utah.
Trump supported his election, by the way.
I voted. I know. There's a lot of people that didn't vote for you.
Look at that parasite.
We'll make sure of that one.
You'll burn in hell.
Of course I'll be fired. That's totally perfect.
You admit it. You know it. You know it's coming.
They didn't want you in there anyway. So to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if you weren't even... if you weren't even voted in legally.
Trump is a juggernaut. Your legacy is nothing.
You're a joke. Absolute joke. It's disgusting shame.
All right, let's show Lindsey Lightfoot Graham. Let's go to Pillowbiter here real quick. Here's Lindsey Graham getting confronted.
You traitor! You traitor! You traitor! You're a traitor! Lindsey Graham, you are a traitor to the country! Your felon was raped!
See, I have a bunch of security at these rallies because everybody's kissing me and grabbing me and shaking my hand, which I love, but I gotta get places. He has security because everybody hates him.
It's gonna be like this.
I'm not trying to brag, but I'm like Elvis Presley. They love me and I love them too, but he has security because they all hate him. Let's continue. This goes on and on. Laura, we love you. I'm talking about trying to get you to do reporting for InfoWars. But great job running for Congress. Great job getting way more points than anybody else ever got running against those people. And we love you and we appreciate you. And again, people are like, oh, poor Laura Loomer. Yeah. You've been picked out and now it's going to be everybody. So we need to really do something.
You know, people say poor Laura Loomer, but when I see videos like that, I know that yes, I may be banned, but my story is inspiring others. And that's called getting loomered, what you just saw on the screen right there. And nobody was doing that prior to me. And so I know,
isn't that the answer that we all nicely confront them everywhere peacefully?
Yep, I have emboldened people to start fighting back peacefully and holding their elected officials accountable. And that is something nobody was doing prior to me. And so you're right. And I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to give up. And hopefully our troubles and, you know, our experience as the canary in the coal mine will empower others and hopefully awaken people. Because what is the irony that, you know, President Trump's administration didn't do anything to address tech censorship, and now he's about to be more banned than you and I combined?
Well, and by the way, he admits that was a failure. He admits it now, and he knows that.
Yeah. Now. I mean, I tried to tell him he voted for me, and that's the irony of it, is that I would have been his congressional representative in Congress, and he literally voted for the most banned woman in the world, and I tried to warn them. But hopefully it's not too late. Hopefully, you know, solutions can be found. But
well, that's right. We've got these globalists on top of us right now, but we're gonna fight back politically and pray to God. All right, Laura Loomer, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Amazing, amazing. So now Homeland Security pulls her out when she flies back in the U.S. and asks her about her political views. John Rappaport's coming up. I'm going to introduce him straight ahead. He's got a lot of news to cover. The medical tyranny is way past already being here.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
the tip of the spear. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and investigative journalist John Rappaport is about to take over from NoMoreFakeNews.com. President Trump, I know he's not as powerful as Q, but he's close. He's like kind of like a little baby under it. He says, don't be violent. Stand down. Don't come to the Capitol. Don't go to these events because the feds are leading militias. And again, those feds go, he doesn't like militias. Didn't say that. They're leading militias into violence because Joe Biden doesn't have a leg to stand on. He has nothing. So the president's statement's up on Infowars.com. I suggest you read it. Trump knows we've won politically. People know the stolen election happened. People know Biden's about to hammer them. If they can change the subject to mass shootings or bombings, which you're not going to do. I know you're not going to do it. They're going to blame it on you. This is like guaranteed false flags next week. I bet you all the tea in India that in 7 days there's been some mass shootings, some bombings, some buildings invaded and crap, and it's going to be led by the feds. I was there. We walked right into it. I didn't know the Capitol Police themselves would stand down and change the subject of our, you know, great victory there to peacefully protest. So the globalists are making their move because they're desperate. So I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, we got great products. Food prices go up on Saturday to 2021 prices, but PrepareWithAlex.com has $850 off a year's supply. Other big discounts on other food packages, water filters, air filters. It ends in just a couple days at PrepareWithAlex.com. We've extended it just a few days, but that's it, and it's gone, I promise you, by Saturday. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's all about them getting you dependent on them. You want to have that backup plan and your purchase funds, the operation, a win-win. Separately, get the supplements. X2 back in stock after sold out for months. High quality, deep earth crystal iodine, the very best out there. 50% off. Pollen Block selling out. Winter Sun selling out, still discounted. Living Defense selling out, still discounted. Alpha Power selling out, still discounted. But we're going to go up in price next week because, you know, it'll take months to get more of it in, so we'll put it back to full price because it's a limited amount. So I want to thank you all for your support. Owen Schroyer takes over in T-minus 37 minutes with the War Room and so much more. Breaking news at band.video. The only way the dog hunts is you share the articles and the videos. You're doing a great job. But, man, we've got the answers at InfoWars. We've got the guests. We've got the intel. We've got it all thanks to your support. Thanks to God's graces. But we need to be heard, and only you can amplify us. Just like when I had that bullhorn trying to talk to 300,000 people or whatever at the Capitol, and I'm like, don't go in, turn back. It's a Kent State, it's a setup. Well, 100 yards out, they turned and left with me. But I went to Capitol Police. We released the body cam footage. I had, you know, off-duty D.C. police with us. Before a woman got killed, it was first starting. I said, please let me get on the PA system. I know you got a PA system, which they're now using to declare curfews and martial law. I said, I know you got a PA system. I don't know why you guys stood down. You got to get me on the PA system. I'm Alex Jones. Leave the Capitol. They wouldn't let me, folks, because the top ordered it. And the cop that got the order, he's dead now, so we don't know who really did that. But you can see what happened here. So pray for us. Pray for America. Pray for President Trump. Incredible 7 days before he leaves. And I'm telling you, Biden wants to change the subject with false flag terror. That's my view. That's my gut. So pray for peace and do not be part of this. If you go to the Capitols, have your cameras out. Call yourself press, you know, wear a red cross on you, say you're the press, have a big shirt that says press or observer, and just be safe because this is the globalists making their move. John Rappaport taking over.
Here, as always, for our weekly chat. So I want to amplify what's been on the table here. Typical intelligence agency operation. You equate one thing with another. Now, as many of you know, since the fake pandemic broke out, I've been writing articles and talking about this incessantly, taking it apart piece by piece on so many different levels. Medical cartel at work. COVID lockdowns, COVID restrictions, COVID imprisonments, COVID stay in your homes, can't go out, all over the world. Imprisonment, shutdowns of businesses, destroyed businesses, bankruptcies, untold numbers of destroyed lives. That's the operation. But now you see, with the Capitol break-in and all of the aftershocks promoted by media and government, there's danger everywhere, and all of these Trump supporters are getting ready to do horrible violence and so on and so on and so forth. The big equals sign is now protests against COVID lockdowns equals Capitol break-in. It's all the same thing. See, it's all the same people. It's all the same insanity. It's all anti-vaxxers. It's all anti-government insurrectionists. It's all, this is how they do it. This is a typical type covert op intelligence agency operation, equating one thing with another in the people's minds as mind control, as psyop, as planned operation. So that if, let's say, 100 bereft business owners whose lives and businesses have been destroyed by the COVID lockdowns were to gather together in a protest today or tomorrow near a governor's office, the press would characterize it as a dangerous copycat, potentially explosive, violent, Capitol-type break-in, D.C., January 6th, equals, 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 equals. That's intelligence agency mind control par excellence. That's what they do. That's how these ops are planned. That's the way they're carried out. Somewhere in the world, the CIA gets the idea, we have to maintain a dictator in power because he makes deals with mega corporations to loot and plunder his country, and that's what we want. So let's take a look at the rebel force that is trying to unseat this dictator to have free elections. How can we characterize that rebel force? Oh, we'll say that they're actually part of a cult that is killing children in the countryside, and we'll promote this idea, the equals sign, you see, in the press, on the radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and turn the people of that country against the rebel force that simply wants to have free elections and make them into demons and devils and thereby keep the dictator in power. It's just a typical intelligence agency operation, and that's what's going on now as a way of squashing the COVID protests against imprisonment. Stay tuned. There's a lot more right after the break.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which of course the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay. So we're going to continue here with what I was talking about before the break. This does not mean, of course, that protests against COVID lockdowns are illegitimate or illegal. They are quite legal. But my advice is to make sure that you're very articulate about what you're protesting against. Press releases, statements. As Alex was saying, you know, insignia, signs, whatever is necessary to make it absolutely clear. This is a protest against brutal, inhumane, unconstitutional COVID lockdowns. That's what we're about. That's what this is. So that they can't paint you with that broad brush and say, oh, this is another horrendous, you know, potential violent capital break-in, blah, 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 right? Which is the intelligence agency op. Now, the other favorite word, of course, that they're using here is insurrection. They love this word over and over and over again to describe the capital break-in. And what they are claiming is all of the fallout, many other potential outbreaks of violence that the DOJ is claiming are about to happen or being planned by the same people who broke into the Capitol, spreading this around like cream cheese everywhere on the media to make sure that everybody thinks of any protest about anything as an act of insurrection, which is most certainly not. And the DOJ recently announced that they are on the hunt for the people who broke into the Capitol, and they have a broad menu of charges that they are issuing, that they are following up on. This is meant to impress the American people, all the way from criminal trespass onto assault, illegal firearms possession, sedition, conspiracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Well, what about the Antifa BLM-led street riots across the country for the last months? looting, burning, destroying, assaults on people. Couldn't you classify that as a form of, quote, insurrection? Where was the menu of DOJ charges against that? Nowhere. Why weren't tremendous scrolls of charges rolled out against those people who went far beyond any semblance of relationship to really police brutality? But no, nothing like that happened whatsoever. Absolutely not. Has nothing to do with anything. This is an entirely different subject because it's on the left, whereas we say, the government, the DOJ, that these insurrectionists, you see, are on the right, and we make that distinction, and therefore we compile this incredible list of charges that we are now going to pursue against anybody that we deem to be associated with or connected to or equal to the people who broke into the Capitol. It's that intelligence agency mindset and op. Again, mind control. A equals B. B equals A. A equals C. This kind of protest equals that kind of protest. Since this is a horrendous crime which we are prosecuting, then this one over here, which is being undertaken for a completely different reason, but we're equating it to the first one, and therefore that's a horrendous crime as well. Brainwashing the public on a new level with a new issuance of mind control and psyop to believe that any protest for any reason now is equal to insurrection. And everybody has to shut up and have eyes straight ahead and wear masks and march into the new world order. Now, I think that Kellen McBreen and I were thinking the same thought at the same time, because it seems like either yesterday or the day before, we wrote an article on the same arcane subject, which turns out not to be arcane at all, about the astounding Susan Rosenberg case of 1983, which has repercussions up until today. And to put it in a nutshell, in 1978, Susan Rosenberg and her female, it was an all-female revolutionary group, broke off from Weather Underground and other revolutionary groups and formed a secret group called M19, small group, and proceeded to assemble huge amounts of weapons and explosives and so forth into a storage locker in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. This group, M19, was eventually prosecuted for a number of crimes, including murders of several law enforcement officials during a Brinks truck robbery of $1.6 million, explosions that were set off along the eastern seaboard, and on the night of November 7th, 1983, a bomb, a massive bomb, that was set in the Capitol building that went off late at night near the cloakroom of the Senate and wreaked anywhere from $250,000 to $1 million of destruction. But fortunately, no one was injured. A phone call came in to the switchboard saying, evacuate the place. A bomb is going to go off. Sound a little bit like Nashville recently? Well, anyway, members were sent to prison. The storage locker supply was discovered on a tip by police, forwarded to the FBI. They raided the locker and discovered not only massive amounts of weapons and ammo, but explosives in containers, open containers that were leaking nitroglycerin. Right? So members of this group went to prison. One of them was Susan Rosenberg. She went to prison for 58 years on charges, explosive charges, as they say. She was not prosecuted for other crimes of this revolutionary group, M19, apparently because she was already in prison 58 years. However, as one of his last acts in his presidency, Bill Clinton pardoned her and set her free. So you see, this insurrection was pardoned and forgiven by a U.S. president. And no fallout, no problem, no big deal, no crazed media. You know, yes, there were critiques of Clinton, but it was all very measured. It was nothing like now. However, that's not the end of the story. This is an incredible story. I hope you're, you know, following this, because years later, Susan Rosenberg turns up as a board member of a group called Thousand Currents. You can even check this out on Snopes, which I did. They readily admit this. And as late as 2015, 2016, she was certainly on the board. And now, excuse me, Thousand Currents has removed the names of the board members from their website. Why is this important? Because Thousand Currents is a fiscal money fundraiser and administrator for Black Lives Matter networks now. And so we have this fantastic series of dots. Susan Rosenberg, M19, Revolutionary Group, bombs, Capitol, 1983, jail, 58 years, pardon, Bill Clinton, now board member, Thousand Currents, funds Black Lives Matter, which participates in violent acts across America in riots. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
This is a KNBC News update. Here is John Beard.
Good evening. Police in Washington, D.C. are investigating a bombing tonight at the U.S. Capitol. No injuries. We expect pictures at 11.
Okay. Last segment here today. I want to remind you of a few other things, too. One of the ideas here of the impeachment and insurrection this and insurrection that and so forth is to make sure that Trump can't make a comeback in 2024. It's to try to turn him into a non-person, erase him. Good. Otherwise, why bother to do all of this in the last 10 days? They want to try to impeach him, try him in the Senate, turn him into a non-person, basically. Because they know that there's always a chance that he could come back with his 70, 80 million people in 2024. So they have to turn everything that he says and everything that his supporters say into dangerous language and insurrection. That's part of the intelligence agency type operation on social media. It isn't just censorship. It is certainly that. To shut it down, silence it, et cetera, but it's also to characterize any rhetoric in favor of Trump, anything that he's ever done or said, as dangerous. See, therefore, we have to censor it. Therefore, we have to shut it out. And therefore, you, the public, must look at it as dangerous, must look at him as a clear and present danger to the Republic. Must look at his supporters as clear and dangerous to the Republic, et cetera, et cetera. Simply because we, big tech, social media, say it's dangerous. It does violate our, quote, standards, et cetera, et cetera. This is, again, the operation. A typical intelligence agency type operation. You look at a situation. You say, okay, who's the opposition here that we want to shut down, discredit? Okay, there they are. What are they saying? Okay, yes, yes, yes. All right. So we have to make all of that into something threatening, something perilous, something dangerous, something that the public will now view in toto as, oh, we better stay away from that. So let's begin. Let's just selectively censor it, say we have to shut this off because this could lead people to committing violent actions. Again, the big equal sign. Saying ABC, the election was stolen or something, equals violent action. Of course, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with it. But you make that big equal sign by propaganda. The psyop, the mind control, and people begin to think this way. This is just, straight ahead, simple, 101 type CIA type operation carried out in countries all over the world. Find the opponent, see what they're saying, discredit it by equating it to something that is violent and dangerous and therefore should be shut down and ignored and backed away from by the people. See, it's like, oh, it's the horror. Look at that. Look at what was being said there. The election was stolen. They're still saying that. Now, that's equivalent to violent break-in at Capitol. Insurrection. Can't stand it. No, have to shut it down. Have to go away from it. Don't pay any attention to it. See, it's no longer just we don't like that rhetoric. We think it's wrong. We think it's crazy. The people have no basis for saying this. Now it's escalated onto a different level. Typical intelligence agency type operation. Standard. White standard. It's the sort of closeout phase. Okay, so now we've demeaned this kind of language about stolen election, and we've accused it of being fraudulent, of being doesn't hold up, the courts have thrown it out, the lawyers who are promoting it are crazy, it hasn't flown, it means nothing. Biden was legitimately elected. Everybody knows that. Okay, we've done that phase now. Now the next phase is we have to make that stolen election rhetoric seem to be far worse than just wrong, crazy, etc. Now we have to make it seem like it's the equivalent of smashed windows, bullets flying, insurrection against the government, violent overthrow. The threat is everywhere. It's all the Trump supporters who are doing it, etc. Equals, 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 equals. That's how these things are built. That's how they're promoted. And so to wonder why all media organizations and government agencies are falling into line lockstep is easy to see if you look at it as if it were an intelligence agency mockingbird type operation. Planned, built from the ground up, strategy, time honored, time worn, useful strategy. Here we go, phase two. Phase two of the operation. People need to look at it that way and see it that way, so that they can strategize more effectively. I'm talking to you now. Vis-a-vis protests against the lockdowns, protests against constitutional violations, vis-a-vis the lockdowns, the line that can never be crossed in the Constitution that says you may not destroy the person's right to live out in the open and free and work for a living for any reason whatsoever. That's the spirit and the meaning and the essence of the Constitution. How do you get that message across in a time when everything that is being said about the basis of the Republic and the Constitution is now being equated to violence, overthrow, insurrection? Well, it takes some thought. It takes some planning. It takes some imagination. It takes some smarts. It takes some brains. It takes some balls. It takes some courage. It takes some articulation. That's what I'm demanding. That in this period of escalation in this intelligence agency type operation, you are aware of what's at work, how the PSYOP works, the mind control, and so on, so that you can see your way around it. We are protesting the COVID lockdowns. Well, what about the blah, blah, blah? No, that's not why we're here. You're trying to make that association. We're here because our lives are being destroyed by the destruction of the economy under brutal lockdowns, which are unnecessary and counterproductive. That's why we're here, because these measures are unconstitutional. They're against all Americans, all people. That's why we're here. That's what we're doing. Yeah, but what about blah, 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 because, you know, your people are just doing that because you're anti-vaccine. No, we're doing it because we stand for the law, a nation that lives under the law, under the Constitution, and because the right to live and work and be free is part of the law that everybody would acknowledge. Everybody would acknowledge. There is room for debate and discussion in America. It's called free speech, and it's guaranteed by the Constitution, and that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. Yeah, but no, you're wrong again. Understanding how to operate in this highly inflated and explosive period of time is essential to winning the battle for freedom, which, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, is historically an eternal battle. Much sacrifice has been made over the eons and centuries to achieve what we have, the remnants of individual freedom. The battle goes on. We are in that battle. And so I am pointing out the strategies that are being used against us so that it becomes clearer how to navigate in these times, in these circumstances. That's what it's about right now. Thank you very much. John Rappaport. See you next time.